ESPN 1550 KICS pregame show is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, accepting most insurance plans and Medicare Part D, providing free delivery and mail-out, brand name and generic medications, just east of the Crozier Park Professional Center, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings.
Good evening. Welcome to the pregame show tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Hastings High getting set to take on 8th-ranked McCook here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Rick Rehbarger. And, Coach, you got your third-ranked opponent in the last 4 weeks coming in here tonight, and obviously another tough battle tonight.
Yeah, it's a tremendous challenge, you know, and it's something we look forward to. And, you know, it's, as I've said to media, many media outlets, it is what it is, and you know, all year we haven't ran from it, and we're not going to run from this one. So we'll strap it up and play some football.
Well, the season for you starts district play here tonight. So obviously, if you can flip the switch somehow, you can still get in this thing.
Yeah, you know, I think Wednesday night I was talking to the boys after practice, and the character of this football team is. It's amazing, and I'm not trying to look for you know, cover up or words that are you know, overestimating our team. But the point I'm trying to say is we got a 1-5 ball club, and we felt like we gave a game away from Gehring, and everybody's frustrated, but. The character is carrying this team through. If you were at practice, and I wish, you know, parents could be there or fans of the Tigers, they would be proud of these young men, because Wednesday's practice was not indicative of a 1-5 football team. Our kids came and practiced hard, tremendous focus, and we're getting after each other. And you know, as disappointing as it is to be 1-5, the lessons that they're learning are invaluable. And I'm not worried. These young men that we have in orange and black are going to show up Friday, and they're going to play as hard as they can play and give it their best.
You've been in a lot of football games this year. I've played some good football, but it's just been the consistency factor, hasn't it?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, if you want to recap last Friday's game, we had 330-some yards of total offense to 226. That's a ball game you should win. And breakdowns and some special teams, breakdown numerous ways, kickoff, punt return that we let go back for a touchdown, miss a field goal, miss an extra point, have a costly penalty when we got the ball on our, you know, on Gehring's 10-yard line, and then turn around and fumble it. There's times when we can play really, really good football, and then there's times when we just can't get out of our own way and we're making mistakes. And you know, and I was thinking about this this week. We just don't have enough talent, so to say, or not talent or breakaway ability as a football squad to recover from those crucial mistakes. We've got to play almost, you know, mistake-free football to stay in the game and to win the game because of some of the talent we're playing. Plus, it's Class B. I mean, if you look at a Beatrice football team, or you look at a Scotts Bluff football team, or and watch them over the course of the season, they can make mistakes like that, but they're explosive enough in so many areas up front, skill positions or whatnot, that they can recover from that. You know, they can pick up a couple of touchdowns to counter that mistake. And unfortunately, we don't have that type of ball club this year. And that's sometimes what's been getting our goat.
Is that the frustrating thing, that we are so close in a lot of areas? That's one or two mistakes will be the downfall. But yeah, we're close in a lot of areas.
Well, we are. We're very close. You know, you know, we talk about depth and developing depth and things like that. There's not one kid that we're holding back that we aren't playing that we felt could give us a good chance in Class B and hold their own or even be a step below what we got, just a little step below what we got with them being fresh. And so we're right now in the situation where we're playing about 16 to 17 kids and then sprinkle some other kids in at JV, in special teams, just to be competitive. And we feel like if we went any deeper, then we would drop off. And so we're not developed like we need to be. And that's just the way it is. And that's what we're dealing with.
With a system we have in place, if we can flip the switch somehow, we get on a little run here at the end of the season, we're right where we want to be, and that's a postseason berth.
Oh, yeah, and that's been discussed. I mean, McCook's a good football team, and I'm not taking anything away from McCook, but I just feel like if we play the type of football we're capable of playing, let's say we play an entire game like we played the second half against Scott's Bluff, we'll be right in that game defensively. And I think that's what it's going to boil down to. You know, you mentioned this before we got on the air. McCook is a good defensive ball club, and our defense has got to keep this game a low-scoring affair. That's just got to be one of the keys to winning this football game. So if we're able to do that for four quarters, we're going to be right in this ball game. That's the unknown, and we'll find out here pretty soon when we kick off what it's going to be like, but that's our goal.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about McCook as our pregame show continues after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Back with Hastings High head coach Rick Rebarger. His Tigers at home tonight taking on the 8th-ranked team in Class B as the McCook Bison. Coach, we mentioned their defense. They are very good. So, like you said, you're going to have to control the football on offense and maybe shorten this game up a little bit.
Yeah, and the key to that is going to be trying to get away from number one. That's going to be the key of it, or getting a hat on him. If you come to the game tonight, you're going to see an unusual McCook defense in the fact that they are predominantly probably 90% 3-4. They're not their typical 4-4 team. They're still running the 4-4. They're still running down their JV and their freshman levels. But at the varsity level, they've committed to a 3-4. And what they do with that is they take Schlager and they put him right in the middle, or they'll bounce him around. So our offense's ability to put a hat on him and block him long enough, because you're not going to block him forever, but block him long enough to get by him, is going to be a key, or if they slide him to one side or the other, is countering and going away from him, and that's going to be the key to our offense. Hopefully, we can protect and throw the ball. They'll bring what we like to call crossfire blitzes, where they'll bring both those inside linebackers and just cross them and bring them into A and B gaps, or they'll bring them on the same side. We tweaked our protection a little bit for that, and hopefully our kids pick it up and have their heads up and can execute those blitz pickups. And if they do, then we may see some one-on-one coverage and hopefully be able to exploit that. That's the one area in our offense that we haven't really haven't been able to open up a lot, is the throwing game, because a lot of times we'll get back there, and before we get our feet set, we got somebody on top of us. And so you know, as a coaching staff, we're aware of that, and we're working on that. It's, you know, we got to be able to execute it. So that's the offensive side of it. Then the defensive side of it, it starts with one again. He's just a good athlete. I think he's already had Division II offers and maybe waiting on some other things with that. But you can't get too focused on him because if you do, they're going to use their fullback and they're going to use Josh Cherry, who's pretty good with his legs, and then they'll like to throw the ball deep to the Wedke kid. So we got to try to keep them off balance. Hopefully we can get some pressure on some run stop pressure, and then also play our techniques well up front. And that's really going to be the key to the ball club.
It's trying to stop Mukuka. They're a team that likes to run the football a lot. It's kind of a team that kind of lulls you to sleep with a run. You got to look out for the big pass then, don't you?
They will, and they will, and you know, and we've got some options to get nine guys in the box, and when we do, we've got to be very conscientious of the big play. Some if they catch it the right time, some matchups one on one, and hopefully, you know, the one area that I've always felt really comfortable with is our corner play. And I know Woodkey's going to be a challenge for our corners, but, you know, I like our matches up, our matchups there. And then, you know, it's going to come down to our defensive line play and our linebacker play, and mostly inside, mostly our three tech, handling their trap. They trap a lot and handling their midline. And that backer that's matched up with that three tech, how they handle that is going to be key. Because if they're trapping us at will, and they're running midline at will, and they're running inside veer at will, it's going to be a long night. You know, we're not playing those plays very well, and so we've got to slow that part of it down.
Seems like we got to. Do we have more concerns tonight than normal? It seems like we've got a lot of things we got to stop.
I think so. I think the main thing is, you know, like with the Gehring film, as a coaching staff, we watched it and we felt like there was one side of the ball or one side of the offense that we could take away, and that being the throwing game, and felt very comfortable about that. And then we had some things to handle their run game. And, you know, here I think more so than anything, we want to take away their run game. But they hit you – you know, in so many different ways. They'll hit you with, like us in a sense, they're going to run midline, they're going to run some inside veer, they're going to run some trap, and they're going to run some tosses, and then they'll hit you with basically a kick-out play. And so you got to be solid. You got to be solid all the way around. And, you know, option football is one of those things that when I was playing defense and when I was a defensive coordinator, it worries you because one guy makes a mistake, and they're fortunate enough to get it out to that mistake. It can hurt you, so we got to be solid.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Rick Rebarger, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and McCook tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion, so your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Good evening from Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus. It's Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel, and we are here for the Hastings Tigers hosting the Bison of McCook. The Bison are 4-2. The Tigers are 1-5, but as we've learned in the last couple of weeks, the records don't necessarily indicate the division in the team's talents here. Hastings certainly would not come into this thing looking like a favorite, but with a good game and a good effort tonight and error-free ball, they could do all right. Let's set the starting lineups here as we've had the introductions. The national anthem is Parents' Night at Hastings High. For Jeff Gross, is McCook Bison, Jake Schlager. We'll start at tailback, and he is a senior, 6'1", 185. Cody Woodkey is the wideout, 6'2", 170 and a senior. Austin Cherry, quarterbacks of the offense, option offense, 5'11", 160 and a senior. Zane Gillen, 5'11", 165 is the other wideout. He is likewise a senior. Kyle Stewart, the fullback, 6'1", 175 and a senior. Colton Stone is 5'11", 215 is at one of the guard spots. The center is Mitch Collicott. He's 6'2", 250 and a senior. Morgan Schilling, 6'2", 205 and a guard, is a senior. Seth Cotter is 6 feet, 265, a tackle. He is in the junior class. Colt McConnell, 6'2", 295, tackle on the other side, is a senior. And Matt Collicott is the defensive end, 6'4", 185. They've got him listed as center as well. I suspect he is the other guard. For the Hastings High Tigers, again, they are 1-5, but they had a couple of close ones and some bad luck, frankly, as far as consistency and whatnot. Tyler Ryberger is the quarterback. He's 6'1", 170 and a senior. Tanner Johnson, one of the running backs, 6'2", 175 and a junior. Tice Mathias, running back, 6'1", 159 and a senior. Michael Sad, the other running back, 5'9", 145 and a senior. Mark Gooden is on the line, 6'1", 210, senior. Matt Karloff, lineman, 6'1", 215 and a senior. Evan Reeves, 6'2", 195 and a senior. Cody Newland, 5'7", and 210 pounds, is a senior. Zach Cook, 6'2", 215, and a junior. Joe Peterson, tight end, 170, a junior at 6'2". And Will Reimer is the wideout, 5'11", 160, and a senior. Hastings won the coin toss. They elected to defer to the second half. They're clad in solid black with the orange helmets tonight, and it feels a lot like fall and that red and black, the orange and black color scheme here. Meanwhile, the Bison are in black pants, white tops, and red helmets with red numerals. And we're about ready to watch the kickoff here as Michael Sad will tee it up at the 40. And there are three men back in return position for McCook standing inside their 10-yard line. The lights are on here at Lloyd Wilson Field, and we are underway. Sidewinder Sad puts it up, a high kick, bounces at the 15, just about dies. It's a live ball. Finally, someone picks it up there for McCook and falls forward out to the 22-yard line. That's Cherry, the starting quarterback, and he'll be at the controls here in a moment.
Unique setup there. I've never seen a three-man return before.
And they almost lost the ball.
Yep, sky ball, almost like a pop-up to center field. The center fielder coming in, it drops right in front of them. You kind of didn't know, you know, you got to think that's a live ball. You got to jump on it. You can't just let it sit there. Luckily for McCook, they got it, and they got a few yards out of it.
And they mark it back at the 20-yard line. So it's at the McCook 20 that they start this first drive of tonight's ball game. They come out in an I formation. Wide out is Schlager to the left side. He'll go in motion from the left to the right, or rather that's Woodkey. Fake handoff. Cherry back to pass. Pumps once. Now he's going to dance around being pressured. Works to his right. Fires downfield, and it is almost intercepted. Nice coverage over there by Mitch Long for the Tigers, and it'll be second down and 10 coming.
Great job there by Long, waiting at the last second. Didn't want to jump too early, get a penalty flag thrown at him for passing. Pressure again by the Hastings D-line, not letting Cherry roll right and go for the first down. Force the pass, force a tough pass, too.
Stops on the incompletion, 11:48 in the first, just underway here as dusk sets in at Hastings College. Schlager now in at quarterback, and they give it to the running back, Kyle Stewart, and Stewart takes it for about 2 or 3 yards. Now they mark it back to the original line of scrimmage, so the Tigers are playing some pretty good heads-up defense here. They give them about a yard and a half, short of 2 yards, so it'll be third down, 8 coming now, in a passing situation, theoretically, for McCook.
Good pressure there by Hastings, not letting McCook get any more than just that yard or two, like you said.
Cherry back in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun position. Schlager this time comes from a wideout. Left to right, goes in motion, stops in the slot. Now back to pass is Cherry. Looks downfield, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, who was Cody Woodkey, the 6'2", 170-pound senior. And so Hastings gets a three and out on the first offensive possession for the McCook Bison.
That's huge for Hastings. Like we see on the pregame, you know, this is a game where you might not be the favorite, but this is district play. If you win this game, you're probably going to make the playoffs just by winning the district and coming out with a huge first stop there for Hastings. You got to be really happy with that, and hopefully, you know, for Hastings, a good return here to set up their offense.
Punter standing back at his 10-yard line gets a nice high kickoff. It bounces at the 40, taking on the run, and a nice run back by Will Reimer across the 45 to the 47-yard line. That was a gutty play by Reimer.
That was a gutty play, but I like the play. You know, he kind of had a running start at it and was just caught from behind by the McCook defender. Had he shook that defender off, you could see maybe even 20, 30 more yards on that return. So
nice. Go ahead.
Yep. Excellent. Gutsy, like you said, but excellent decision-making there by Hastings.
Nice field position for the Tigers. Now they start at their own 47-yard line. Everybody is in tight, save for wideouts either way. Wing, double wing, single setback. Under center is Rybarger. And he's going to be smashed in the backfield, going through uncontested Matt Cullicutt for McCook, and Rebarger is taken down for about a 3-yard loss. He was just uncontested at the line.
Yeah, they ran the option play there, faked it to the fullback. Maybe wanted to give that. You know, he had multiple options, but maybe made the wrong option there.
Clock running, 10.5 to go, no score. First possession for the Tigers after a 3-and-out defensive stand. Double wing, double wide. Rebarger under center sets one man in motion. Now they pitch coming to the right side, the wing back. He's got the 50, the 45, 40, 35-yard line down to about the 31-yard line. Taking the pitch, Tice Mathias there. And he got a nice gain on the wing back around from the left to the right.
Yep, they put him in motion, gave him that running star, gave him on the pitch. You know, beat his guy to the corner. Maybe could have ran a little bit more aggressiveness there. But, you know, great downfield block by the receiver and end up getting a huge gain there.
So the Tigers are giving McCook everything they can handle right now, a 3-and-out defensive stand, and now a nice pickup and a first down. Slot man to the left side, wing left, single setback, handoff goes to the up man. That is Sad, and he'll fall forward for about 1.5 yards, maybe 2 yards down inside, just inside the 30-yard line.
Nice play call there on first and down. You don't want to risk a turnover, maybe trying to catch McCook off guard with a pass there. Just nice. Give it to Sad. Let him pound and ground that ground. You know, it's going to be a cold game. I don't know how much we'll see as far as through the air tonight. So that's a good play call there on first down by Hastings.
That's a good point. This is the first time any of these teams have felt the nip in the air. It's been pretty warm most of the time. Double wing. Double wides. Under center. His left, and he'll have to eat the ball as he's pulled down just shy of the line of scrimmage. The option left was called, but he had nowhere to go with it except down. It'll bring up 3rd and 8.
Yeah, another tough decision there by Rebarger. You might like to see him cut it up more north instead of trying to push it outside, because as I've seen, when the quarterback has kept the ball in the option, McCook's defensive line has put plenty of penetration through and stopped him for loss both times he's carried the ball.
Anthony Julian checks in at wideout. He goes wide to the right side. He brought the play in. Double wides, double wings, single setback. Under center is Rebarger, and again, the handoff. A man shoots through, but he bounces off the running back, Michael Sad, and Sad falls forward for a nice gain there of about 6 or 7 yards. It's going to bring up an interesting fourth down and about 3 yards to go. What's the kicking situation for the Tigers? I don't think they're going to go for it at all. They're going to go for it on fourth down here. They got to get down to the 22-yard line. The ball is spotted at the 24, so it's a 2-yard mano-a-mano here for the Tigers, the Bison, early in this ball game with 8:15 to go in the first period. Double wing, double wides. Rebarger looks things over. He's got a single setback. That's Johnson. They pitch left. He's got the corner inside and a first down. Michael Sad with the pitch and the carry for the first down. And Hastings gets another set of downs on that all-run three-down set.
Yeah, nice job there by Sad. The play before he shook off that McCook defender saved it from being a loss, getting a manageable fourth down, you know, because if he gets tackled on the background, you almost probably punt that ball. So nice job there getting enough yards to set up the fourth down and then converting it right there.
Graham Schneider goes wide to the left side. Again, double wing, single setback is Johnson. And they'll give it to him straight up the middle on a little crossbuck inside the 15 down to the 13. Hastings can run on McCook.
Yeah, nice play call there. You know, you saw Sad, you know, about three plays there in a row motioning. So McCook's thinking that's going to come there. They do that crossbuck, like you said, and cross it right there for 6 yards. A great play call there by Hastings High.
Hastings has had this thing for 3 minutes off the clock now. They had it with 10:52 to go, and now it's down to 7:36. So when they're on the field, the other guy's offense isn't. That's a good thing as well. Under center again is Rebarger. Johnson, Tanner Johnson is the single setback, and he'll get the call again straight ahead. No, wait a minute. It is Rebarger hanging on to that ball, and he'll get snowed backwards. That was good ball handling on the part of Rebarger, but the was not fooled by it, even though I was. And it'll bring up a third down, and they say he touched down actually at about the 15, 16-yard line. So third down and six, not as bad as it looked at the end of the play. Looks like he lost about 15, but they called him down for a short loss.
Yeah, they had that forward progress, and the McCook defender just kept driving him and driving him back about 10 yards. But, you know, forward progress only made that a minimal loss.
Slot man to the right side. They pitch it again, coming to the near side. Getting the corner down to the 15, but not enough for the first down is Tice Mathias. And it's going to be another fourth down situation for the Tigers. Now, at this point, it looks like they might go for three because Rebarger's coming off the field.
Yeah, it looks like they're bringing in 34 to kick the ball here.
Michael Sad will do the kicking. And his holder is Mason Spilinek, reserve quarterback, 160-pound senior. Good snap, and it's going to be blocked. And McCook, it's a live ball. McCook falls on it at about the 32-yard line, and that's where they will take over.
That 32-yard field goal, the McCook defender comes right off the left edge, unblocked, untouched, easy block for them. You know, if you could hear a little bit of the crowd maybe complaining about a kick ball there, the McCook guy to kick the ball, that would be a penalty. Wasn't called, or wasn't saw. So luckily for McCook, they dodged a bullet there. They're going to take it over, though. You know, they bend, but they didn't break.
McCook picks up about 10 yards in field position on this. They kicked it away back at their 22 a while ago. Now Hastings back on defense, facing a slot to the right side. Under center, the quarterback, Cherry, hands off to Schlager, the tailback, who battles up to the 39-yard line.
Jake Schlager, the guy you read all the headlines about, you know, one of the best players in all of Class B. He's got multiple D1 offers right now, South Dakota State, from what I've heard. Just keep feeding him the ball, let him drive it. You want to lean on a guy like Schlager.
He's a guy who was in at a Wildcat before. Now he's there again in the backfield. Nope. Cherry's up under center. I thought he was going to stand, take the snap. They go strong to the right side. Cherry under center, I formation, two wides, pitch Schlager. He's got the corner on the right side, cuts it upfield, 45, almost to midfield as he is dragged down over there by Will Reimer for the Tigers.
Nice run there again by Schlager. You know, they motioned him there, and they took the ball. That's the second carry of the game. See what happens when they do. They tried to use him in the slot during that first series. They went three and out. Now they just want to give him the ball, let him do what he wants to do, run the ball.
They break the huddle on a first down, shy of a 50-yard line by 2 yards. Slot to the left. Under center is Cherry. Schlager, nope, it is not Schlager. It is Kyle Stewart gets the carry. And he'll fall forward for about 2 yards. Gets right to midfield before he's stopped.
Nice change of pack. Change of pace there, giving it to Stewart. Got minimal yardage, though. Good play, though, by the Hastings D-line, getting that penetration, wrapping up tackling, not letting them break a tackle, letting the big play happen. That's the thing where Hastings might have to have the key tonight. Don't let the big play happen.
Gillen wide out to the left side. Now the referee calls a timeout as they have a little bit of a reverse deuce backfield in the back, and Hastings takes a timeout. So with 4:34 on the first quarter clock, we have no score. Hastings and McCook, we're back in a minute here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Two run. Takes it one way. Option left. Side gets down to the 44. A nice gain on second down for McCook. They started this drive on their own 32-yard line. They are down to the 43-yard line of the Tigers now, which the Bison... Three and out on first possession. Missed a field attempt. Well, actually, field goal attempt blocked, and now the Bison are back on offense. Third down coming. About 3 yards to go. They go formation this time. Schlager dots the eye. Tight end goes in motion. Sets up now. Strong slides under center. Handoff goes to Schlager. He dances down inside the 40-yard line. Good enough for a first down. Nothing fancy this time, but he picked up and moved the sticks.
Yeah, great run there by Schlager. I'm going to go back to the previous play, that double pistol look almost behind him, where they faked the dive to the right, and they went back left at the counter, and Cherry kept it. He might have been able even to pitch that ball and gain even more. But nice play call there by McCook, moving the chains.
Cherry comes up this time in a shotgun, single setback, trips wide to the right side this time under the lights. Hastings College, they flip it over to Schlage in the flat. He's got it at the 40, dances down to the 35-yard line. That's the first time we've seen them get him out in space on the right side. Pickup of 6 yards.
If you're Hastings there, you got a good pass rush. You might want to just jump up or make it difficult for that play call or that pass to be completed. That was a pretty good completion despite having three guys in his face.
Cherry's 5'11", so he's not a big kid. And you're right, that could just under center again. This time the fullback, Stewart, is up. And he switches over now, kind of an H-back. Now they pitch Schlage left side. He's got some room, 30, 25. Schlage down to the 20-yard line. And Schlager gets another first down, and McCook has been relentless on this drive, which started back at their 2. 2:51 to go in the first, no score.
Pitch left. The hole got bigger and bigger as Schlager ran through it. I mean, that was such a big hole. You know, I could run through that and get about 15 yards there.
Break the huddle. Good tempo on this for McCook. Not too fast, not too slow, and they're methodical here with an eye formation. And they hand it straight up this time. Stewart, the fullback, battles down inside the 20. And that'll be good enough for at least a 3 or 4 yard gain, depending on where they spot it. Our angle is not the greatest at this point. Referee calls for a timeout. He's going to stop the clock momentarily for maybe an equipment issue. As Matt Collicutt comes off, takes his hat off, and now coming into the ball game is Colton Siss in his place. And they send him out to the right side. Schlager is in the backfield with he'll take the direct snap. Schlager, direct snap, 20. And they sniff that out, and they stop him at about the 19 or 18-yard line. And so, go ahead.
Design run there. You know, they tried to fool him. I think one of his lead blockers was actually behind him. Maybe if he had waited just a half a step later, let that lead blocker get there, maybe get more than a 3 or 4 yard gain instead of just getting back to that line of scrimmage.
Of course, it's not a big secret. He's going to get the ball anyhow when they take the quarterback out, which Cherry's just back in now. He's got to be the marked man. Under center, Cherry, back to pass, fires into the end zone, and it is in and out of the hands and then taken for a touchdown. Cody Woodkey, what a nice grab. Battle all the way over there.
Holy cow, that was juggled. And
it is a six-point. It was not long on the defense. It was Anthony Julian. And Julian had him covered. He just got out, fought for the ball, and came down with it Randy Moss one-handed style. And McCook is up 6-0.
Excellent coverage. Like you said, we talked about it before the game. You know, you want to turn around, make sure you're not getting the pass interference call. That was just perfect coverage, athletic play by the receiver.
Dakota Bumgardner in for the extra, and the sidewinder is up, and it is good. And it'll be a seven-point lead now with a minute 28 to go here on ESPN 1550. The Tigers will get the kickoff in 30 seconds here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The drive lasted about 4.5 minutes. It went from the 32 and culminated in a 19-yard touchdown pass to Woodkey and the point after by Dakota Bumgardner. And now Bumgardner will give it a ride from his 40-yard line, and the Tigers get a chance to answer. They've played pretty good football so far, and so they have not done what has been poison for the Tigers this year, committed mistakes from which they have to recover. And as their coach freely admits, they really don't have the talent resiliency to give people a lot of freebies. The ball at the 40 now, and here comes McCook on the kickoff. Julian comes up to take the reception. Now he fumbles the ball at the 15, picks it up again, gets out to about the 19-yard line. And he is rudely taken down over there by Dakota McBride, a 6 foot, 180 pound. He's a small defensive tackle, but he's a pretty big guy down there on the kickoff return tackle team.
And the ball was dropped, so kind of lost his momentum, and then was just like you said, rudely just thrown to the ground. Nice tackle there though by McCook. Now with Hayes. They had such a promising first drive. They converted a bunch of third and fourth downs. Now they're starting way back at their 20. Let's see how they drive this possession.
Under center with a double wing again. Rebarger this time back to pass. Facing pressure, fires to the outlet, man. He's got a man. That is Sad out at the 25-yard line. Good thinking, good recovery, good help by Sad to come over, cut across, and help out his quarterback. That was not a designed play, I don't think, initially. But that nice outlet got them close to a first down. In fact, they're going to move it first down. They do move the sticks down. It was pretty close. But they got it out to the 29-and-a-half yard line.
And it looked like there was about two receivers open there, and that Sad kind of ran into the defender. Maybe if he cut it up more north, he catches another block. They could be at midfield right now.
They go double wides in the slot to the left side. Rebarger is under center. Single setback is Tanner Johnson. He'll get the carry. Goes straight up the middle. He's got some running room. Out to the 40. Tanner Johnson, 45, midfield, 45-40. Tanner Johnson, 30-yard line, and he's pushed out of bounds by Zane Gillen of McCook. And they're going to give him progress down just outside the 30-yard line. So Hastings is showing some resiliency this time, answering back that drive by McCook, which lasted some 68 yards and ended in a touchdown. Hastings in the ensuing drive now with 48 seconds to go down at the 30-yard line of McCook.
Wow, what a run that was. He hit that second level, kept chugging his legs, kept chugging.
And oh, there's a penalty marker on the field. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And
they threw it at the 50, it looked like.
So it's going to go from the point of the infraction at the 50. So Hastings will probably come out of it close to a first down anyhow. They will. It's going to go to the 41, so that'll still be enough to move the sticks, even with the penalty.
Yep,
but nowhere near that extra 30 yards. That was about a, put it all together, about a 35-yard penalty.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, my.
they started at their 29, they got all the way to McCook's 29, so a complete flip of field position. But the hole, that might have been what sprung him open, because they threw it right around the 50, right when he was hitting his stride.
Like, Tiger fans take heart the fact that they can run on these guys.
For sure.
41 seconds to go, first period, 7-0 McCook. Rebarger is under center. He's got wides both ways. Sadie in motion. They give it to Tanner Johnson straight up the middle. He can't break it that time. He falls forward for about two. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, not quite able to bust it like he had that other drive. It was more of a dive give right up the middle instead of a counter play where he could go off tackle. But still, like you said, Craig, they're a little surprised. I mean, you didn't think you'd be able to run this well against McCook. We all knew Hastings had the potential to have a really good offense, put up great numbers. But to see him run this well, that's a bit surprising.
That's the end of the first period. Your score, McCook 7, Hastings Tigers nothing. Back in 1 minute here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Bill Hamburger. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back at Lloyd Wilson Field, Craig Eckert, Jeff Fable, Hastings, McCook. McCook has a 7-point lead, but Hastings is not rolling over here as they've held McCook to a 3-and-out. Had a nice drive on their first offensive drive. Had a field goal attempt blocked, and now in their possession this time, just had a long run called back, but still a second first down of this drive. Double wing. Wingman in motion coming this way across the 40, and he'll get stopped shy of the line of scrimmage. That was Tice Mathias on the carry, and about three McCook people brought him down.
Yeah, Matt Colicchio, he's one of those all-staters for McCook. He was blocked, but he basically had one arm defending and then grabbed the Mathias in with his other arm. Just a physical player that Colicchio is for McCook. Good defensive play by him.
Third down and close to 11 yards to go. Could be time to call on the arm of Rebarger again as he sends wides both ways. He's got one single, I guess it's a double wing. Back to pass again, and again a blitz, and he's going to be under pressure. Fires, and he gets a man completed at about the 47-yard line. Nice catch there by Tice Mathias. And he went right out of bounds. We'll see what Hastings chooses to do. It's fourth down, but probably at this point on the field and with down and distance, fourth and close to five, it'll be a punting situation now for the Hastings Tigers.
You know, good pressure there by McCook, and even better job by Rebarger, being that athletic quarterback, scrambling away from the pressure, found a man right on the in, right on the sideline there, and completed the pass.
Cherry is back to run the punt back. Decent kick at the 20. Cherry's got it. He comes this way to about the 25. Check that. That is Zane Gillen with the return. And he's out to the 25-yard line. So decent field position, but not as good as last time for McCook. They start at their 25-yard line with 11:02 to go until half.
Nice job by the Hastings punter. That was actually like a one bouncer back to the punter. Stepped up. Got the kickoff, a nice kick, like you said, and then Cherry tried to make that one move to the right, made the first guy miss, but the Hastings guys wrapped up, waited for their friends to get there, and made a good fundamental play there, and it's going to make McCook go the entire length of the field here.
Cherry comes up under center this time. He's got a single setback in the backfield with him. Back to pass, rolls to his left, fires off the right side, fires downfield, Gillen the intended receiver over his head, covered, bracketed actually pretty nicely there by Julian and also Kyle Mathias.
You know, nice job of bracketing there by Hastings. That throw, if made correctly, that's probably an easy completion. Threw it over his receiver's arms, kind of would have had to do an over-the-shoulder baseball catch if you're a center fielder going to that reference there. Luckily for Hastings, it was overthrown. Second down and long here.
Give Long credit as the other defensive back on that, not Mathias. 88, not 38. Under center now again is Cherry. He switches things around now. He's got kind of a bunch over on the left side off the wing. Handoff on the crossbuck and handled nicely by Hastings as out to the 27-yard line is Stewart, the fullback.
Nice job there by the Hastings defensive end. Was not fooled by that counterplay at all. They did his job. Stayed contained. Let the McCook running back run right into him for no gain.
Clock at 10.5 to go till halftime. Hastings down by 7. McCook on offense here facing a 3rd down and 9. Hastings has another opportunity to stiffen and force another punt. Trips left side. Rolling left. Cherry looks downfield. Fires. Incomplete. Intended for Cody Woodkey, the man that caught a 19-yard TD pass a little bit ago. But again, nicely bracketed by Long and Julian over there in front of the McCook sideline.
Also, nice job by the Hastings linebacker keeping that perfect distance, because if he goes back too far into coverage, Cherry's just going to run for the stick, get the first down. You know, but he didn't want to give that little zone gap there. Underthrew the ball there by the nice Hastings secondary with their nice coverage.
Collicutt will do the kicking from his 15. Reimer is one of the return men. Schneider the other. Schneider takes it at the 35 out to the 40. Falls forward to about the 42-yard line. Ball pops loose, but there's no indication yet that it was a turnover. And now there is McCook. Got the ball. It popped out of the hands of Tyce Mathias. And that is what Hastings did not need.
No, it looked like he was almost down. The ball, it did pop out, it looked like. But it looked like he just fell right on it. Interesting to see how McCook came away with that one. It was not a big pile, not a lot of transferring on, you would think. But
funny-shaped ball, you know,
yeah.
How that goes. Pops out, pumpkin seed.
Huge turnover because Hastings wants to eliminate these kind of mistakes.
Yeah, and they don't want to be down 2 scores here. 1st and 10, McCook, crossbuck. They fake it. Cherry still got it left side, 40 down to the 37-yard line. And so McCook tries for the big one off of the zone option read, and quarterback on quarterback as Rebarger comes over there to make the tackle. It'll be 2nd down and about a yard to go.
Nice solid run there by Cherry, 9 yards. They're going to try and, I would think, step on the gas, put Hastings, you know, make them pay for that turnover. Don't let them just, you know, play a game of field position, because the longer this game stays close, the better Hastings has a chance of winning this game.
Hand off straight up the middle. That should be enough for a 1st down. And that is Schlager again.
Look like he got at least 3 yards, or the yard that was needed. Probably got about 3 there.
So McCook started this at about the 42 of Hastings on the fumbled punt return. It was a nice return and then just popped out as Mathias was hitting the ground. Shotgun formation. Got a penalty marker down. Should be an offensive penalty here. Either lining up offsides or taking too much time. We'll see, because it comes at the inopportune time for whatever offense receives it. Offside. Lining up offside. That'll drive a coach crazy.
You know, it's crazy. I've seen more, like, offensive offsides this year calling games with you, Craig, than I have ever seen in my entire life before.
It's all my fault. I know.
It's all defensive offsides. But I've seen now, I think, 3 straight games in a row where the offensive just lined offsides. And that's the kind of mental mistake you can't make.
First and 15, shotgun, Cherry. Rolls right this time, looking across the field, pulls it down, runs with it, gets down to the 35-yard line, close to the original 1st down, and recovers the penalty yardage at least. Hastings in on the tackle there. Rebarger comes up with the tackle. Matt Karloff in on the tackle there as they caught him short of the original first down. It'll still be second down and plus 10, but not by much. 8.5 to go now as McCook is at the Hastings 36-yard line. Shotgun single setback in the backfield. Is Kyle Stewart back to pass. Now Cherry moves to his left. He's being chased. Gets down to the 30. Spin move, 25-20. Inside the 20-yard line. Cherry made a beautiful spin move just as he was turning the corner. He could have gotten hauled down back at about the 32, but that spin gave about a plus 8 yards on that carry, and it is first and 10 for McCook again. That time on the nice ad lib by Cherry, the quarterback. Austin Cherry is 5'11 and a senior.
Bad job there by Hastings containing him. They kind of sucked in. They shouldn't have done it. Cherry showed him the athleticism and kind of just, like you said, ad-libbed that big, huge gain, because that shouldn't have been that big of a game.
Hand off to Schlager this time, and he cuts back off, and he fumbles the ball. Ball is on the ground. Let's see who got it. He fumbled just about the 15-yard line. It fell forward. They recovered it. Wow.
He recovers his own fumble.
That was a ugly play because it was beautiful and ugly at the same time. Schlager almost got cut down as he swept right and then recovered and went forward down to the 15. Then at that point, the ball came loose, and then he recovered his own fumble.
Yeah, like you said, they almost shot down in the backfield. Then Coach Jeff Gross calls him a beast, just cut it up, got that huge, just made something out of nothing. Then he almost fumbled it away.
Now he's a Wildcat quarterback. In the gun with Stewart, takes it himself, goes off left tackle down to the 10-yard line. So that'll bring up a third down, and it looks like 3-4 to go. Maybe see where they mark him. Actually, they gave him progress down to the 10, 3rd and 2. For McCook, clock ticking down to 7 to go until halftime. McCook out by 7, trying for more now as they're at the 10-yard line with a 3rd down and 2.
You got to think this is going to be just a power run, 2 yards, mono-y-mono, give the ball to Schlager, see if Hastings can get that pass rush and prevent it.
Single setback is Schlager. He is given the ball, goes off guard, tackle, and gets down to the 5-yard line. And that was, just as you said, power football. Good enough for the first down and a new set of downs. First down and goal to go from the 5-yard line of the Tigers.
Hastings, you know, they had such a good, promising first drive. You know, a decent second drive, and then they hurt themselves on that fumble recovery, and it looks like that might cost back and give McCook 7 points here and give them a two-score game when it could honestly be, you know, I would say Hastings could be tied or even leading this game.
I think you're right. Yeah, it does not. It did not have to be that way. It did not have to be that way. And like I said, that's why the football bounces so crazy. The shape of the pigskin is something that's played a factor here twice in this drive alone, with the ball popping out and Hastings losing a fumble and then popping out again for McCook, and Schlager fell right on it.
I mean, a stoppage in play there. It looked like Ten had an equipment malfunction.
That was Rebarger coming out, and so they got a substitute in. First and goal, shotgun. Schlager takes the pitch, right side, end zone, touchdown, McCook. Wow.
Yeah, pretty easy run there. Once the pitch was given to Schlager, it looked like maybe they were going to run some sort of a wildcat play again, but Schlager had a good old running start at it. Could have walked in there.
Bumgarner will tee the ball up at the 10-yard line for the extra point. 6:24. Here's the time of the score. Good snap. Kick is up. Kick looks good. Is.
The point after is good.
And your score is the Bison of McCook 14. The Tigers of Hastings nothing here on 1550. ESPN, KICS, Hastings. We're back in 30 seconds with the kickoff right after this.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Do you like the new car warranty but not the price? Try a 2011 Chevy Impala, only 15,000 miles and a 100,000 mile warranty. Book price for $23,375. Yours for $21,040 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
All right, back again. Jeff Babel is going to get us caught us up on a couple of scores here.
Yeah, let's stay in the district here with Grand Island Northwest currently leading Aurora 7-0. A bit of a shocker there. In Class A, Kearney leading Fremont 7-0 in the first. Kearney Catholic 3, Cozad 0. That's in C1 action. Adams Central 14, Minden 0. And Gibbon leading St. Paul 7-0.
And we're 14-0 here just as of a moment ago. McCook on top of the Hastings Tigers. And Dakota Bumgardner will tee it up with 6:24 to go in the first half. And Hastings really does need to respond here. They got to take something positive to the locker room. And what they would like it to be is at least 7 points on the board. Running up and taking the ball and coming this way is Sad at the 25-yard line. And he is going to be tackled. Check that. That's a Graham Schneider on the return out to about the 25-yard line. And so with 6:16 to go, Hastings has the ball at their, they're giving progress to the 27.
Tried to stretch it out there. Maybe should have just tried to go north-south with it. We ran about 20 yards east to west. Only gained about 2 or 3 there for Hastings on that return.
Hastings comes out with the double wing, double wide, single setback. Presumably Johnson, and he gets the call straight up the middle. As they unpile there, we'll see Tanner Johnson got out to the 30-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 7 or 8 yards to go. Hastings started this game with a 3-and-out on McCook. Looked okay. And then allowed a 68-yard touchdown drive on a punt.
And if you're Hastings,
one drive later, they fumbled the ball, and McCook made him pay. It's down now a two-score ball game, 14-0. Wides both ways, wings both ways. Single setback on the wing back Crossbuck, taking the ball and getting about 2 more yards as Tice Mathias coming from the right wing back slot. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 5 yards to go. Hastings had a beautiful run by Mathias, called back on a hold. So that was the other big mistake. So yeah, two huge mistakes, and you're right. This could be at least a tie ball game, and Hastings could even have had the lead if they'd have not made those two mistakes.
And if you're Hastings, if you feel like you should be in this game, and if you look at the scoreboard, you see you're down 2 scores, don't give up now. It's only second quarter. There's more than half this game left. You could still come back.
Reimer wide to the left, double wides, and the ball pops out as Rebarger's hit, scooped up by McCook, running at the 10-5, and we'll see if they're going to let him have it. That was Mitch Collicutt picking up the recovery of the fumble, and we'll see if they let him advance it. But this is just the wheels falling off, and it's got to drive a coach crazy. That is not the quarterback's fault. That is the fault of the lineman who was supposed to be protecting the blind side of the quarterback. And if you saw that movie, you see why the blind side tackle is such a vital person in an offense on a pass play.
Yeah, the quarterback making his just normal step back. He was any other play, that's an easy throw. It's just most time after about 2 seconds you think you'd have enough time to throw the ball. Instead, he gets hit from behind.
First and goal to go. Schlager gets it, and he's going to be stopped there right for no gain.
Hastings needs to put their chin straps on tight and at least hold McCook to a field goal here. You can't let these turnovers and these dumb mistakes of your Hastings take you out of this ball game. They're playing too well to be down 3 scores right now, Craig.
You're right. And that's been the case in a lot of the Tigers' matchups this year. They fell short to Gehring by 3 points last week. Outgained Gehring 300-some yards to 200-some yards. Wides both ways now. Penalty marker is down again. This probably is on the offense. And again, probably one of those mental errors, and they're going to mark him back 5 more yards. Offside this time on McCook. It's the second time that's happened on McCook on offense.
There should be no reason for it. If you're a receiver, check with the referee there. Make sure you're onside. And if you're the tight end, look down at the center. If you're in front of the ball, take a step back. There's no reason to be lining up offsides if you're on the offense.
They come up now with wides both ways in I formation, strong to the right, and that's the way that Cherry rolls. He hits his tight end, Collicott, at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. The big man, Matt Collicott, 6'4", 185, takes it in, a 10-yard touchdown pass, and McCook doesn't have to look pretty in that drive. They had a mistake or two in the last couple of drives, but they made Hastings pay again, and now the score is 20-0.
Nice fake pitch there. Kind of fooled most people here in the stadium. Rolled back right, had his underneath route wide open. Caught it. Collicott's an athlete. He's going to walk in there when you're that wide open.
Here's the extra point attempt. It's a low kick and not going to be any good. It goes off to the left side. So with 3:46 to go till halftime, it is Hastings now trailing by 20 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
All right, McCook is going to kick off for the umpteenth time here tonight. Bumgardner, who is 2 out of 3 attempts point after, sets things up at the 40, and now Hastings, after turning the ball over on a fumble by the quarterback, and I hate to put the finger on Rebarger because it was really a missed block. He was blindsided. It was classic. It popped out, and big defensive tackle, Mitch Collicott, brought the ball down to the 5-yard line, and the tight end, Matt Collicott, caught a 10-yard pass for the touchdown. High kick is going to be taken at the 20-yard line. On the run and cutting through is Schneider. He's at the 40. Schneider, 45, 50, 45. Schneider, 40-yard line. So a nice return by Hastings in answer to that last touchdown by McCook. 3:38 to go, and the Tigers are in business. Great field position. No flags down. No flags down. No flags down. And they will start out at the 40-yard line of McCook.
Nice run there by Schneider. Got the ball. Made the first guy miss. Got to the second level. Had just the kicker to beat. The kicker pushes him towards the sideline. Let some of his help get to him. But what a tremendous run by Schneider, giving him that shot in the arm they're going to need here down 20. Because if you're starting down by your 20, you're thinking, oh, no, we got to go 80 yards in 3 minutes. Now you only got to go 40 yards in 3 minutes if you're Hastings.
Double wing. Rebarger back to pass, has protection. This time fires over the middle and fires long at about the 15-yard line. He was looking for Michael Sad.
And Sad was open. Rebarger just overthrows him, maybe thought, I don't want to get hit by the blindside. Let me throw this one a little too quickly. You know, my receiver's not where he's supposed to be on his route running yet. Maybe if he waits a second, then throws it, or maybe throws a little bit more air under it, and it's there.
But there again, had he held it,
yeah,
he might be
down at the 50.
You terrified of his face mask right now.
It looked like his protection had given him enough time, though. But you never know if you're hasty because you can't see your blindside.
Why? That's right. That's why they call it blindside. Wides both ways. Wingback sat in motion. Takes the pitch right side. Has a cutback. Goes to the 40, down to the 36-yard line.
Nice run there by Sad. You know, didn't let that big wide-open pass kind of take it out of them. You know, it was 2nd and 10. Now they put about 4 yards in there. Sets up a 3rd and about 5 or 6 to go here. Makes it easier than those 3rd and longs because those are tough to convert against a team like McCook.
Clock at 3 minutes to go in the first half. Hastings sends Reimer wide to the right side. Also a wide to the left now in motion. They hand it off to the up man, and he carries, that's Tanner Johnson, all the way down for a first down. Nice effort by Tanner Johnson. Great surge by the recently maligned offensive line. They made up a little bit for that lack of protection on Rebarger that caused the fumble earlier. And now Hastings is first and 10 at the 29 of McCook with 2:50 to go, and they have a chance to answer that last score.
Yeah, a nice run there by Johnson, his fifth carry for 28 yards. Every time we seem to be saying Johnson's name, something good's been happening for Hastings. Let's see if they get involved on this
Nider
play.
Left, Julian right under center. He sets one man in motion. Now rolling to his right, Rebarger back to pass. He's got to let something go, and he does the wise thing, throws it out of bounds outside the tackle box. No harm, no foul, and he lives to fight another play.
Yeah, nice rush there by McCook. First, Rebarger to make the smart choice, like you said, get outside that tackle box first. Make sure you throw it to the stick so you're not throwing it but in front of him. You still get that penalty. You know, we might have had a receiver open on that check down, but sometimes you can't see that if you've got two big All-State DNs chasing down you in the Colocott boys from McCook.
Graham Schneider set this whole thing up with about a 40-yard return. Got the Tigers down inside the 40 of McCook. Now it's second and 10 after a nice run by Sad. Under center is Rebarger. Hands it straight off to Tanner Johnson. He got stonewalled right at the line of scrimmage. Third and 10 now. Another passing situation for the Tigers. Now they got to do a gut check on pass protection and see if they can't pick up 10 or the touch.
Yeah, nice job there by McCook, not letting Johnson hurt him again that time. Sets up third and long here. You think of probably a pass. What kind of a pass? Maybe a rollout pass, maybe something like a misdirection, trying to fool McCook here instead of just a straight waggle route.
I think a rollout is probably a wise decision based on what we've seen. Sad in motion. He'll get the toss, bobbles the toss, and he gets 5, 6, almost 7 yards as he goes down to about the 23-yard line. That bobble might have helped him because a couple of the McCook people overran the play on it.
Yeah, for sure. And we were expecting pass there. Maybe Hastings in their mind thought 4-down territory no matter what, and they said, why waste it and make it 4th and long? Let's get at least 5 yards here because they're going to be expecting a pass. If we run it, we'll make it 4th and manageable here.
And they have run some nice plays on the ground tonight. One of them was gorgeous, and it got called back on a penalty. 4th down and 5, Tigers go for it. Ball is inside the 25. Rebarger puts a man in motion. That's Sad. They hand it off to the up man. Johnson's got the first down and then some. 10-5. Touchdown, or is it? Yes, it is. Tanner Johnson. What an effort by Johnson and great blocking up front as Hastings took it in on the ground from inside the 20 all the way to Pater.
Nice job by Johnson getting that handoff. He needed 5. He got his 5. He kept driving. He got a total of 24. Drug his defender. Tiptoed down the sideline. Scored it. Huge play there by Johnson. There was only a minute left in the half. And so Hastings on 4th down, they needed to convert. They needed to manage that clock a little bit better. They scored it. They're right back in this ballgame. They're down 20 to probably 7 here, depending on the extra point.
Sad is in to do the conversion. Remember, he had that field goal blocked. So, again, it's on the offensive line to gut check here. They get the kick up, and it hits the upright off the upright. No good. But it's still 6 on the board for Hastings, and they did a great job of answering when they could have given up. A great return by Schneider set things afire here for Hastings. And they're down by 14 now with 1:02 to go. We'll take 30. Be back with the Tiger kickoff after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Electrifying the offense, Schneider's return of a kickoff by McCook after their score from 10 yards out. And now Hastings is on the – they completed that. That's good for a team when they can get a nice return, and it pays off, and it did. 20-yard run by Tanner Johnson culminated that drive of about 40 yards. That's good. Nice 40 return by Schneider for the Hastings Tigers. You think Hastings would try an onside here? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they want McCook anywhere near the end zone. Sad gives it a ride. High kick, taken at the 10-yard line, and coming back this way is Schlager, and he's going to get a long run back, 45, 40. Someone's got an angle on him. That's Schneider all the way back. Gillen at the 5, and touchdown for McCook. Unbelievable.
Wow. We just said, you know, you're right back in this game. You can't let him score in this last minute. A tremendous play by McCook. He had two guys to miss, and he single-handedly juked both of them right up the sideline, took that kickoff, and basically said to Hastings, hey, you scored, but we're going to get that point right back because we're going to take it to you, and we're not going to let you come back in this game.
26-6 now. Baumgartner will try the conversion. Good snap. Kick is up. This one looks better. And it is good. And so it is now 27-6. And McCook storms back, answering the Tigers' long kickoff return by Snyder. His didn't go to pay dirt, but ultimately did on the 20-yard run by Tanner Johnson. And it looked like Hastings maybe could gain a toehold of confidence here going into halftime. Jeff, you pointed out that the Tigers will get the ball back on the first possession of the second half. They won the coin toss and elected to defer until the second half.
Yeah, that just kind of lets the air out of the building. And, you know, it's senior night. You know, it's the last home game for a lot of these seniors. The crowd's into it. They want to win this district. And just, gosh, you know, you see McCook go right there. You know, you thought you were back in this game. McCook, or if you're Hastings, you're going to get the ball back at the second half and just poosh.
But tonight, it is not a talent drop-off.
Right.
Hastings can play with these guys.
Well, let's see if Hastings can return the favor here on the kickoff and maybe take it back to the house themselves. And if not, they've got 49 seconds and they've got a couple timeouts. They can at least try and get some points on the board. And
don't get me wrong. It's a compliment because McCook's a darn good football team, but Hastings can play with these guys if they don't have the mistakes.
Hastings has been playing a lot of ranked opponents, and they've been playing them tough. So if Hastings gets in the playoffs, watch out. They could be a team that you don't want to face.
40-yard line, they tee it up. It's a high kick, goes to about the 10-yard line, goes out of bounds at the 15. And they'll throw the penalty and mark it back in favor of Hastings. They'll have 49 seconds to go in indeterminate distance here until we figure out what where they mark.
Should be at the 40.
That would be all right for Hastings.
Yeah, with 49
procedural
seconds.
Call also against McCook. Well, that's what the penalty was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the penalty.
It is illegal to kick it out of bounds.
And so it'll be first down, and the ball will be spotted at this point. It is spotted at the 32-yard line of Hastings. So there you go.
Huh. And in college and pro, if it goes out, you automatically get spotted at the 40. It looks like they might be re-kicking it here. Instead,
that is what's going to happen.
If you're Hastings, I don't know if you get the option, because if you want, you want to get the ball at the 40. I think.
Well, Hastings is moving all their front line is all the way down at the McCook 45. Their return men, Julian and Schneider, are standing out at about the 20-yard line. Schneider is probably licking his chops. He would just love to get an opportunity. He knows he can do it because he did it a moment ago. He knows he can get a long touchdown return. Kickoff return. He'd like to go all the way, just like Gillen did just a moment ago for McCook. 35-yard line, the ball is lined up. Again, this time a little more of a line drive, and it's going to go close to out of bounds again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. It does go out of bounds.
Well, that's a live ball, though.
That was a line up.
And they did throw the flag.
They did throw the flag. That was awful close, but I think the ball was on the white marker, and so it'll be another out of bounds kick, and let's see if Hastings tries to make him kick it again.
Well, that took a lot of guts to not pick up that ball, because if you give McCook the ball, it looks like it'd be at the 8 or the 7. You know,
here's the thing: it's a lot like you talk about playoff baseball now. You know, it's like that drag bunt in there, and they're trying to see whether or not it's going to go out of bounds before
it
hits first base. You know. And that's what Schneider was doing over there. He was hoping. He about did everything but get down on his knees and kind of blow the ball out of bounds, but it did roll enough. And so now Hastings' front line is down at the 40-yard line, and the kickoff is at the 30-yard line, and there's still 49 seconds on the clock. So if Hastings can turn this into something, it's all good for the Tigers down by a score of 27-6 right now. 49 seconds till halftime.
From my angle, I couldn't see if that ball was out of bounds. It looked like the McCook player dived, maybe even knocked it out himself on accident.
That could be it. I mean, if he touches it, goes out of bounds, there's no doubt. It is not it. It's not a dead ball. Right. Like you said, it's a live ball. It's not like a punt where if the kicking team touches it, it goes dead. It's a live ball, so if he forced it out of bounds, there's your call right there no matter what.
If you're Hastings, you're getting at least 10 yards of field position here. You got to be happy.
They got to hope. Okay, now the approach is again. This is Bumgarner again. This time a kick, and they're going to the far hash mark. Goes out of bounds a third time. What is the record, I wonder, in NSAA history?
I don't think they keep that record.
Can they get a safety by marking them back perpetually?
I wonder, because if you do get a safety, I mean, not saying that they will.
Where's Jim Langan when you need him?
When you do get a safety, if you're Hastings, McCook could get the option of punting the ball. Perhaps they might be better punting off the ball, because that's three straight. And I remember on their first couple kickoffs, they've all been going to that, it would be to their left of the far sideline there.
I think they're trying to make it inconvenient for Schneider, because I know he's a he's a very, very dangerous kickoff return artist.
At this point, you kind of maybe just want to squib it, give it to one of the upbacks, because you're going to keep pushing yourself back. You're going to have Hastings.
Okay, now the kickoff is coming from the 25-yard line of McCook. 25-yard line of McCook.
Coaches look confused to the box next to us, and that's never a good sign.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
you can't onside it, because if Hastings gets it, you know that's going to be almost 30 yards. I would suggest just kind of maybe doing a sky ball here.
You don't practice this. This is crazy. Okay, so after three out-of-bounds kickoff attempts, they tee the ball at the 25. Hastings' return guys are up at their 25, and now it is Julian at the 30. Julian 35. Julian across the 40-yard line, so good field position for Hastings. They've got 60 yards to go and 43.8 seconds to do it now and climb back into this ball game. They're down 27-6, down by 21.
Looked like there might have been a hole there for Julian, kind of ran into his own blockers there. You know, the hole was there, didn't quite get it. You thought maybe with the three straight kickoff out of bounds, McCook wouldn't be focused. They keep just running down and running down. They might be tired. You might be able to bust a big return on them if they're all gassed and winded there. Not quite what you wanted there for Hastings.
Starting at the 40 of Hastings now. Same formation. This time they go single slot right side with a wide out, and the handoff goes to Johnson, and he could not bust one. They were looking for him to bust one for another 20 like he did on the touchdown run, and he didn't happen that time. They call a timeout now to the Tigers. And Rick Rehbarger wants to talk things over with his assistant coaches, his son, who happens to be the quarterback. And with 38.8 seconds to go, we'll see what the Tigers come up with. Still 60 yards away from a touchdown or a little less than that for a field goal attempt.
Right.
Now, we know they can kick the ball because the extra point was up. Not good. It bounced off the upright, but
plenty of legs.
It was not a question of distance or execution that time. They had a field goal attempt early in the ball game, and that was blocked. That was just flat too low. But I think the Hastings line has improved after some huge mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mistakes on a hold that negated a 27 plus yard run by Tyce Matthias. Mistakes on coverage, or rather a pass protection breakdown, which resulted in a blindside hit and a fumble by Rehbarger. So they've got to get their heads in the ball game and bring this team on their shoulders. They can do it, but they're going to have to make sure that they're concentrating on every play and every move they make. 38.8 seconds to go now. Time is coming back in. Hastings took that timeout. I think they have two left. They have one left.
They have one left. They burned one earlier. We'll see here. If they do pass it here, you might be giving McCook a chance to be getting the ball back too. So interesting time management here.
Under center Rehbarger on the cross buck. And still on his feet is the running back, Tyce Mathias, across the 40 to the 42 on the near side. But now time is probably going to deplete before the halftime. Or is another quarter, another timeout being taken here by Hastings? Nope.
No.
They're going to let it go.
They're either going to let it go. We've got a timeout here. You'd think maybe they would let it run, maybe try one big heave towards the end zone.
They got a little equipment issue there with Colicut at the tight end.
That'll force the clock to stop. I think Hastings probably wanted to let that clock just go down.
Sure looked like that, but now that it is less now, maybe they do have an opportunity for some sort of a long desperation pass attempt. Just see what happens.
Yeah,
because with 15 seconds on the clock, even if McCook intercepted, there's not a lot they could do, and a long pass would be as good as a punt at this point.
That's true, and the only thing that can happen is maybe a turnover, a pick six. That's something that you might want to avoid. The clock's running now, so this will be the last play.
You'll have to milk the clock. Third down and 8, and option left, penalty marker down. Can't end on an offensive penalty, so we'll have at least one more play with about 5 seconds to go here in the first half. Procedure, Hastings.
Tried to.
So I don't know if they've got that in the playbook. If they can bunch some receivers and throw it long downfield and see what they come up with.
Maybe some sort of hook and ladder type Statue of Liberty play. You know, something crazy that you don't practice because you don't want to be in those situations. And it looked like the clock was running again. Clock ran out, but now, Hastings did call a timeout about 1 second left. I saw it.
Hastings does have a timeout now coming, and they will probably run one more play.
Yep.
Let's take a look at some of the other scores. Donovan Trumbull is leading Sutton at halftime 14-6. St. Cecilia over Southern Valley 14-0. Elm Creek has an 18-0 lead over Overton. BDS over Franklin, 44-6. Giltner throttling Pleasanton after in the second quarter, 36-0. That one could get ugly. Shelton over Lawrence Nelson, 20-0. And Wilcox Hildreth has a 16-16 tie with Axtell. That's all second quarter action.
Yep, we head up to Class B, Grand Island Northwest, 20, Aurora 0 there. Right here we've got 27-6. Holdridge in Lexington. Holdridge is winning that one 7-0 in the first. Kearney is leading Fremont 17-0 in Class A and Class C1. Kearney Catholic 10, Cozad 0. Adams Central 28.
And that's the end of the first half.
Minden 0, Gibbon 14, St. Paul 6, GICC 14, and Central City 7.
Not sure what that was all about because the moment they called time back in, since there was nothing on the clock, there was obviously nothing that Hastings could do as far as the final play. So everybody goes to their respective locker rooms or huddles for halftime, as the case may be here at beautiful Hastings College Osmond Family Athletic Facility. And beautiful evening. A little bit on the chilly side, but we're at halftime here. And your halftime score is McCook 27, Hastings 6. We're going to take a break here, be back to talk about it at halftime, let you know, if you're just joining us, why it didn't have to be that way here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled?
Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
All right, we're back at Hastings College, site of the Hastings Tigers McCook football game. McCook in control right now, 27-6. But Hastings again. And if you heard the interview with Rick Rehbarger in the first in the pregame, he felt crazy here trying to figure out the inconsistency of his ball club. He knows he is not built with a team that is two or three deep at every position, far from it. He says he's got about 17 people that he can play during a ball game, but those 17 people need to be playing fairly consistent and quality football for them to stay in some of these football games. And McCook, even though they are not a prototypical McCook automatic championship football team this year, are still pretty good. But Hastings was giving them a snootful in the first period, holding McCook to a three and out on their first possession, forcing a punt by McCook, but they coughed up a punt return fumble. A protection breakdown caused Tyler Rehbarger to get hit by the blind side, and that was a fumble. And so those two turnovers resulted in scores. McCook really only had one sustained drive. That was a 68-yarder. That was the opening drive. Excuse me, that was their third drive, and that was the only legitimate take it over after a punt and bring it down. And they were pretty relentless at that, but that was the only time that Hastings gave up a long drive. And that says something, because the tailback of note here for McCook, the Bison, Jake Schlager, 6'1", 185. Looks like he could carry that ball all day long for most teams in the state of Nebraska, regardless of what division. And as Jeff Babel noted here in the early going, he's already had some college offers as high as D1. So this guy can carry the ball. And frankly, Hastings has held him pretty much in contain. He's had some nice moves, but he has far from dominated the football game. We'll check the individual stats, but he's not, he could end up with 100 by the end of the game, but he's not there yet, so it isn't like a dominant performance that you might expect if you hear the score 27-6. Had Hastings not turned the ball over twice, they usually say a turnover on average costs you 3 points. Mm-hmm. So let's say that didn't happen. That margin narrows down to 7 to 10 points here. The difference between the two teams, and only one sustained drive by McCook of 68 yards. Now, I'm telling you this because I think this is exactly what Rick Rehbarger is telling his team right now. You can play with these guys, but you got to play the best football you possibly can. And, guys, we have not been playing.
Right. Let's take a look at the stats right now. McCook, Jake Schlager, has got 10 carries for 55 yards. You've got to be happy if you're Hastings holding a kid like that to that little yards in the first half. Austin Cherry's got 4 carries for 36 yards. And Stewart's got 3 carries for 5 yards. They've got a total of about 96 rushing yards for McCook. 36 through the air, that's Cherry. He was 4 of 7 passing. The total of 132 yards. And if we head over to Hastings, the leading rusher, Tanner Johnson, 8 carries, 52 yards. Maddie's right behind him at 6 carries for 27 yards. They had a total of 86 rushing yards that first half. And then Rehbarger threw for 10 through the air on 2 of 4 passing for 96 yards. So like you said, numbers-wise, I mean, it's a 27-6 on the scoreboard, but if you look at the stats, it's 132 yards for McCook. That's not even the length of a football field. So the only reason that and Hastings has got 96, so that's only a difference of 30 yards, Craig. So these teams have been playing pretty equal. It's been the couple turnovers and bad plays that have hurt Hastings, because this game is basically a coin flip if it's a 30-yard game, because McCook got the ball to start the game, so they would naturally should have more rushing yards. Yet on the scoreboard, they're dominating 27-6. And if you're Coach Rebar, you got to say, hey, look at the stats. We are right there with them. We're pound for pound just as good as they are. We just got to eliminate the mistakes. We'll come out in the second half. Let's play in front of this energized crowd, and let's come and take it to them, and let's pull the upset.
It's parents' night, you know. What better night to beat McCook? And, you know, the bounce of the ball the other way. Well, speaking of bounce of the ball, Slager almost coughed one up, and it bounced right back to him. So that was a turnover that didn't happen. Let's take a break here for a couple of minutes. We'll be back, and I'll give you the recap of how things got the way they were in terms of scoring and scoring drives. Right after this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on ESPN 1550. The Tigers of Hastings trailing the Bison of McCook 27-6. We'll be back after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service than this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Back again at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Hastings College Osborne Family Sports Complex, and a beautiful night for football. A little bit chilly, just a little chilly for the fans, but they'll live.
It's football weather, Craig.
Yes, there you go. Early finals here. Let's just recheck. Ainsworth has defeated Loomis 35-6. Bertrand over. Anselmo Myrna by a score of 49-22. Palmer over Litchfield, 57-26. There's another team in front of Litchfield, but I can't find what that is right now.
I think it's Ansley-Litchfield.
Ansley-Litchfield, that's right. So anyhow, those are three. Palmer and Bertrand, winners tonight so far. Elwood, winner over Loomis, 35-6 on that one. Kearney at halftime has a 24-zip lead on Fremont. Northwest over Aurora, 20-zip at halftime. McCook, of course, leading here at Hastings, 27-6. We're going to talk more about that here in just a second. Kearney Catholic leading Cozad, 17-zip. That could have been a good game. Doesn't sound like it is right now. Adams Central is beating up on Minden pretty good, 28-zip. St. Paul is trailing Gibbon by a 14-6 score, and Central Catholic is leading Central City 21-14. And those are scores. By the way, if you want the scores sent right to your smartphone, all you got to do is just text the word Platte River Preps. I mean, it sounds like three words, but it's just put it all together. Platte River Preps to 90210, and you'll get a verification message, and then you will get the scores as we do here on Friday nights, and as we get into the playoffs, that'll be kind of a handy deal too. I can't believe playoffs are starting here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game playoff wise. If Hastings wins this, they'll pretty sitting pretty pretty to make winning the B7, because if they win out after this, they play a bunch of 1-1 teams. They might not have enough power points. And if you do have a score for us, if you're at the game, you're at anytime 308-646-0506. Text us or call us at that number if you have a score to report.
Okay, let's go chronologically here through this deal. Hastings won the toss and deferred the opening kickoff and kicked off to McCook. McCook, three and out, had to punt it away in their first possession. Hastings took their punt at their own 47-yard line and marched it down inside to about the 15-yard line and missed a field goal. Actually, the field goal was blocked. And so Hastings' early scoring threat was thwarted there by a big paw from one of the Bison linemen. 0-0. I should say Bison. I was telling Jeff on the way over, I lived up in North University country for a while, and there the word S-O-N is pronounced Bison. If you say Bison, they know you're not from around there. But in McCook, it's Bison. All right. That's a trivia question for you sometime. McCook got their first score with a minute 28 to go in the first period. Cherry hit Woodkey with a 19-yard scoring pass, culminating a 68-yard drive. The point after was good, and Hastings was down 7-0, but that was way toward the end of the first half. And McCook, we're going to just stand toe-to-toe and probably have a really competitive ball game start to finish. It may end up that way, but we'll see. A punt return by Hastings was fumbled in the second period of play with about 11 minutes to go. McCook had to kick it away, but Hastings gave it right back, and McCook made him pay. From the 5-yard line, Schlager took it in for a touchdown, made it 14-0. That was after a 2-minute drive that started at the 42-yard line of Hastings. Then we move along into the second quarter with about 6:16 to go. Hastings gets the ball back. They keep it for about a minute and a half, and then Rebarger back to pass, gets smashed on the blind side, coughs up the ball. Not his fault. He should have had that blind side protection and didn't. And it was McCook taking over at the 5-yard line of Hastings. They got penalized, backed up to the 10-yard line, but a 10-yard pass from the quarterback at Austin Cherry to the tight end Matt Collicutt made Hastings pay for that mistake on the pass protection, and it was 20-0. Now, Hastings gets the ball back on the ensuing kickoff. Schneider ran the kickoff back 40 yards from about his 22 all the way down deep inside the 40-yard line of McCook, and Hastings was setting pretty there and ran a couple of plays, culminated with a 20-yard Tanner Johnson touchdown run, and Hastings looked a little more like a little bounce in their step as it was 20-6. Then the ensuing kickoff, Zane Gillian, 5'11", 165-pound senior running back, a wide receiver, cornerback, took the ball from the 10-yard line and ran it 90 yards to pay dirt and kind of pulled the air right out of the Hastings balloon there. It was 27-6. Hastings got the ball back after three kickoff attempts went out of bounds. They ended up trying to kick the ball off from the 25-yard line. Hastings got the ball at their own 49 ultimately, but time ran out, and we're here at halftime with a 27-6 score.
kickoff, perhaps.
Out on the field.
Yeah, trying to make sure that he keeps it straight.
And you know what? He hooked it again. He's like a golfer, can't get rid of the slice.
Yeah, I when I golf, it always goes to the right. Here for the McCook kicker, he's got a nasty hook on him.
Well, you can't analogize that to baseball because you're not swinging early or late.
Right.
The ball's right there. So,
speaking of baseball, we had some MLB baseball earlier here on ESPN Superstation. St. Louis Cardinals won that one over the Braves 6-3, so Cardinals trying to defend their crown.
And tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's a day-long Husker game day, culminating in an Ohio State-Nebraska game from Columbus. Kickoff shortly after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Pre-game will be starting around noon, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there.
I believe 2 o'clock for the 7 o'clock kickoff, and then we'll have postgame all the way up to about 2:30. So Jeff and the boys, Greg, it'll be a long day from Columbus. And hopefully it's going to be a good game. You know, it's one that Husker Nation is probably looking forward to. If it's as good as a night, like weather-wise, as we're having tonight, it's going to be a special night there in Columbus for the Big Ten matchup there.
All right, here's a couple more scores. Axtell has a 30-16 lead now on Wilcox Hildreth. 30-16. Shelton leads Lawrence Nelson 20-0. Giltner now at halftime 52-0 over Pleasanton. We saw Kennesaw roll up on Pleasanton. I think the first week, I think week zero is like 72-12 or something like that. So Pleasanton, not a real strong team this year. Giltner continuing to be as potent an offense as you're going to find in D2. Holy smokes, 52-0 at halftime. Overton is trailing Elm Creek 18-0. That's in the second up in D1. C2, Donovan Trumbull has a fight on their hands. They're leading Sutton by 8 points. Doug Duda has that one on Classic Hits 98.9. St. Cecilia leading Southern Valley 14-0. Ravenna leads Wood River 26-6. We were impressed by Ravenna in the second game of the season when they stood toe-to-toe with St. Cecilia, lost by only a point. Holdridge leads Lexington 14-7 at halftime. Central Catholic over Central City 21-14. Gibbon over St. Paul 14-6. That's at halftime. Did I give you that AC score? Adams Central leading Minden 28-0. That is the latest one we have. All right, let's take a break here. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the second half kickoff. It'll be Hastings receiving. They're down 27-6 here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, PlatteRiverRadio.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
All right, back again at Lloyd Wilson Field from the Osborne Family Sports Complex here on beautiful Hastings College campus. I tell you what, you know, they got that line they always lift out of Keith Jackson. Is there a better place to be on an afternoon than Lincoln, Nebraska? I can't think of a prettier place to be on an afternoon or a Friday night than Hastings College campus. It's just a gorgeous campus as it grows and the trees on the new areas mature. It's just an outstanding looking place and a great night for football under the lights here. McCook is leading the Hastings Tigers 27-6. Hastings served up a couple of those touchdowns on a platter. And so, you know, you can't do it. I mean, that's the way the football bounces. That's the way the game is. But Hastings, had they not turned twice over and had they completed a field goal attempt, there could be a 17-point swing in this ball game right now. Hastings has proven that they can run on McCook. They snapped off about a 35-yard run by Tyce Mathias, was called back on a holding penalty or a block to the back. I'm not sure what the technical deal was. It was a 10-yard penalty from the infraction. Now, Hastings ended up with a first down because it was such a long run that when they called it back, they still got the first down.
Right.
So they had about a 35-yard penalty on that one deal. Instead of getting down to the 22-yard line or whatever, they were back inside their own side of the field. So they took 35 yards off of that play. Then there was the missed block that caused Rebarger to get snowed in on, and he coughed up the ball. And, of course, it'll go down as a fumble by Rebarger, but it really was a fumble on the part of his blindside protection.
If we look at the stats, McCook's got 132 total yards to Hastings 96. That's not much of a difference. But like you said, though, we had the turnovers and then that 90-yard kickoff return that kind of just punched him right in the gut, took it right out of him. But if you're looking at the stats, this game is going to be just as good as it was in the first half. And if Hastings eliminates the mistakes, they're going to be right back in this ballgame.
Let's see if they crawl back into it. That touchdown. Kickoff return for the touchdown after Hastings got its score, though. It was kind of like, this can't happen. Oops, it just happened. It was just
under a minute to go in the first half, too. It was like the worst timing because Hastings had just scored. You think, hey, we got the momentum in the half. We're in front of the crowd. It's such a great evening. We're gonna take it to them on senior night. And then just poof.
All right, they throw up 12 on the clock. And Bumgardner, the guy that kicked three out-of-bounds consecutive kickoffs before halftime, tees it up this time. It's a high end over end. It stays in bounds, and running up on it, I think, is Julian. He's got it at the 25, squirts out to close to the 30-yard line. They push him back.
Well, that's a success if you're McCook there, keeping it in between the sidelines.
You missed the first half. We had 1, 2, 3 successive out-of-bounds kicks on the part of Bumgardner. The McCook kicker is so bad he came out early after halftime and started practice kicking. He was still hooking him out of bounds, but that time he went high and end over end, and Hastings got the return up now. They set the ball up first and 10, ball spotted right at the 26-yard line. Rebarger is out under center. He's got double wides and double wings and a single setback as Tanner Johnson. Sad goes in motion, pitch left side, Sad trying to find the corner. He's going to get stood up over there by Cade Hyatt.
Well, if you're Hastings, you want to come out in this, you get the ball back. You had the momentum. You're going to take it back. You're going to want to drive here, go the length of field, try and get that first score, make it a two-score ball game instead of a three. Because if you look at it, I was always told you're not down 27-6. You're down 3-0. It's three scores, one at a time. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. So just focus on this drive.
Focus on getting the sticks moved one increment at a time. Johnson, the single setback again. Rebarger under center. They give it to John. No, they fake it to Johnson. Pitch it on the near side. It comes over to Tyce Mathias, and he'll get about 3 yards, but he'll come a sad, actually, given the credit on the carry. And it'll be third down and a strong 7 yards to go, short 8. Hastings does not want to go 3-and-out here. They want to try something to pick up that 7 yards and stay on the field.
Yeah, because it's... You're down, but you're not quite in four down territory, especially if you're on your side of the 50. There's going to be probably a rollout pass, you would think, maybe a play action.
Landon Valley comes in. Single setback again. Sad in motion. Rebarger's going to get snowed way back at the 15-yard line.
Yep, they were going to do that rollout pass just like I had said, but
McCook's defense is listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry I gave the play away, but my gosh, they had about two guys there and one blocker, and Rebarger quickly decided to tuck it away, not turn the ball over on another fumble.
McCook loaded up on one gap there and just came through. They should have had a turnstile in there.
Jeez.
Hastings will punt the ball, standing inside the 20-yard line. Menke, the kicker. And the ball is blocked, and McCook will recover the ball inside the 10-yard line. Falling on the ball for McCook is Colton Siss, a 6'3", 195-pound reserve quarterback linebacker. And now McCook is set up to make this thing a runaway.
Yeah, and
I don't know that they will, but it could be.
On one of Hastings' early punts, they had, you know, it was a kind of a low bouncing kick, and luckily for them, the kick got off. This is the same thing. And McCook must have said, you know, we're going to send the house because if they're not going to be able to get a good high snap, we're going to go block that kick, and that's what they did.
They did. Special teams is adding up to be a big problem here for Hastings. I formation wide both ways. Option, left side. Quarterback keeps it and steps it down inside the 5-yard line. Ball pops out, but he was already down. Cherry, the 5'11", 160-pound quarterback, a senior, runs this offense very effectively. And with the clock at 9:25 to go in the third, McCook is knocking on the door. Second down, goal to go from the 6-yard line.
If they do score here, they're only going to have about a 10-yard drive. So the stat line is going to stay the same, but these turnovers are shooting. Hastings is shooting themselves in the foot time after time.
That could be why last week Gehring was 100 yards less on offense and still won by three. McCook will take a timeout here, and so we'll take a timeout. Your score, Hastings 27. Excuse me. McCook 27, Hastings 6. On ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, back in a half minute.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Well, we expect Rick Rebarger to come up here after the game for the coaches show, and I'm certain that he'll have some thoughts about his special teams tonight, as well as some mental errors by linemen who committed errors on long runs and broke down on pass protection. Schlager is deep in the backfield. He'll take the pitch, goes right side, cut back off tackle, spins down to about the 2-yard line. Gooden with the tackle. As they uncover here, they'll give him credit down to the 2-yard line. So it'll be third down, goal to go from two. Hastings could do themselves proud here by a defensive stand. And remember, they held the McCook Bison three and out earlier and it forced some punts. This has not been a dominant performance necessarily, save for the turnovers. Deuce backfield, handoff. They fake it and Cherry will keep it. He stood up as he stood at the 2-yard line. He's forced all the way back to the 10. Obviously, the progress will get him inside the 2, but Hastings is still holding fourth. And it's fourth down, goal to go. No gain on that. 2-yard line, fourth down, goal to go.
Yeah, just stood their ground, said, we're not going to let you get these 2 yards, drove them all the way back. Let's see, it looks like we might be getting a field goal here.
Karloff giving the credit on that tackle. And a field goal attempt coming in. So a chance to make it 30-6 is a whole lot better than watching an extra point coming up here from the standpoint of the Hastings Tigers. Here's Bumgardner. Good snap. Kick is up. And it's no good.
Nope.
It is no good.
Wide to the right there. You see fourth and two. You're McCook. You might want to get those 2 yards. You know, you just mano-a-mano. They've done it before. Maybe they wanted to work on their kicking game here, but I think you got to go for it there if you're McCook, because if you don't get it, you got to make Hastings go 98 yards.
All right, so Hastings now gets the ball back. And the ball goes out to the 20. Ball go. Yeah, you're right. If they'd have tried it, if they'd have tried the touchdown and not gotten it, they'd put Hastings deep in the hole, only to maybe put him back in that position.
Well, it would have went from 21 to 24, but that's still a three-score game. 3 times 8 is 24. I don't know what you would have gained there by that field goal, maybe just trying to keep the sportsmanship, but you're kind of letting the door open just a crack right now for Hastings to see if they can open it.
All right, Hastings sends wides both ways. Sad is wide to the right. Double wings, single setback. Johnson gets the call, and he squirts through to the 25, out to about the 28-yard line. When Tanner Johnson gets ahead of steam, he can roll.
He's fast, he's big, he's strong. Every time I've said this earlier, I said we call his name, he makes a good play. He's at about a couple yards where there hasn't been the hole and he hasn't got the big game. But that's another 8-9 yards right there. Every time that Johnson's had the ball, he has gotten 2 yards every time. And
a 20-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he's making McCook play defense, and that's something you got to do against a top-5 team.
And there again, it's shortest distance between 2 points because they've kept him between tackles for the most part. He did tightrope on the outside for the touchdown run, but he's got some nice yardage inside. Rebarger back to pass, and he's going to get sacked again. This 25-yard line. It's a little breakdown there again in protection is costing the Hastings Tigers.
It came on the right side. It looked like number one for McCook.
Schlager again.
Yeah, he just came. The block was picked up, but Schlager just knocked his defender on his butt and got to the quarterback. That's just a nice aggressive play by Schlager. If you're the blocker there, I think it was the running back picking him up. Just got to hold on for two, three seconds. Let the ball get thrown and then get knocked on your butt.
Third down and 5 now. Rebarger is under center with wides both ways. Hand off again. They flip it on the outside to Matthias, and he's not going to get much of anything. He gets forced out of bounds at about the 25 for little or no gain, so it's fourth down and 5, and the Tigers are forced into a punting situation again. They had their last attempt blocked.
Yeah, the last attempt they had, it was a low, almost ground ball kick. McCook sent the house. They got to the ball.
Elm Creek is now running away from Overton 26-0. We thought that would be a closer game. Platte River preps to 90210 if you want updates. Low snap this time. Goes between the legs of the punter. Now he's in the end zone. Tries to get it out. He's smothered. Ball is going to be recovered in the end zone. Touchdown for McCook, I think. Yes. Wow. Special teams have just killed Hastings. Two blocked punts in a row.
That was a terrible snap. That was basically rolled there the whole time. By the time that the punter got the ball, he had two McCook defenders right in his face. He tries to roll right, maybe get something off. He had been better off maybe just trying to throw to an open receiver.
I did not see who fell on the ball.
It was blocked. You would think that maybe it would have rolled out the end zone and it would have got just a safety, but McCook jumped on it right there at the end, got a touchdown.
Here comes Bumgarner. This time the kick attempt for the extra point is good. And the score is McCook 34, Hastings 6. Back in a minute with the kickoff on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
5:28 to go here, third period. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel from Hastings College, home game for the Hastings Tigers. And it'll be Bumgardner who just banged a point after through, teeing up at the 40. And it's a high kick, and it's pretty much down the middle. Julian has it near the 10, stutter steps at the 20, and gets out to the 25-yard line. Nice jitterbug move there by Julian, the return man for Hastings, and the Tigers offense will go back on the field, and again, they've got to keep blinders on and just go, let's pick up the first downs, let's not make mistakes.
Yep, you're down four scores now, and it's kind of by your own fault, but these turnovers and miscues first and the penalties, with 5:22 to left going in the third quarter, if you're going to make a comeback, you got to do it now. If not, just work on something, get better for the next three games, because those are three winnable games, and you never know with the point standings. Hastings might be able to make the playoffs.
Rebarger under center. Double wings, double wides, wing back in motion. The handoff to Tanner Johnson up the middle. And again, he's got a little daylight. If they could just keep doing that all day long, they'd run clock and they'd get some first downs, and who knows?
Yep, and Tanner Johnson's been running real hard tonight. Real impressive. And then I think McCook notices that too, and then they kind of stack the box. Make sure that Johnson doesn't hurt him. Make sure that Mathias and Rebarger hurt you. And right now, Rebarger and Mathias seem to not be hurting him.
Rebarger has not run hardly at all tonight.
No,
he?
And he's been.
He hasn't even elected to run.
He's been sacked six times now.
Under center is Rebarger. Second down and six. Again, Johnson gets the call, and he goes straight up the middle for a first down. He's out to the 36-yard line, and Tanner Johnson moves the six for the Tigers. 4.5 to go in the third period. Hastings is still down by 28 points, but get a score, get another one, see what happens. There's a full quarter to go here yet.
Nice aggressive run by Johnson, the 6'2", 175-pound junior. This is one of the better running backs I've seen. I've seen a lot of good running backs like Eli Van Meter out of Gibbon, Jake Fowler from Adams Central. I've seen some good running backs, and Johnson, he's one of the better ones I've seen.
Julian wide to the right side. Wide out also to the left, I believe, is Schneider. Under center is Rebarger. They hand it off to Tanner. No, they keep it in the quarterback's hands, and he is going to get smashed for about a 3-yard loss. Schlager came up from the free safety position that time. You know, you say he's being recruited. I'm not sure that he couldn't be recruited either side of the ball.
Right, yeah. Just as equally a good defender. I mean, in a Class C, Class B action, you got to play both ways. You don't have the numbers where you can specialize. That can either help or hurt you at the next level where you didn't spend as much time offensively as you would like. I would think defensively is where you'll see him go at the next level.
Let's take a minute timeout here. Hastings has 3:38 to go in the third period. The Tigers down 34-6 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Back again at Lloyd Wilson Field from Hastings College. The Tigers of Hastings at the Class B high school level, facing a second down and 12 and a 28-point deficit to McCook. Slot, Schneider to the right side, rolling back. Rebarger has the ball. I think he had it kind of, I think somebody got their paw up there and knocked it off target. It was intended over on the near side for Landon Valley, the 5'11 wide receiver senior. And it's now third down and 12 to go on that incompletion. The clock stops at 3:33 in the third.
Yep, came from that blind side again, grabbed him on the arm. You know, we don't got that tuck rule like we got there in the pros. For sure, altered the pass. Had a guy open here at about the 45, but just wasn't there.
Fluttery. We didn't usually see that out of his hands. Sutton leading Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull coming back now, 28-21. Good game there. St. Cecilia leading Southern Valley, 22-zip. Rebarger approaches center, goes under, calls it out, gets it to Tanner Johnson, and Tanner gets nowhere. Tanner Johnson, for one of the few times tonight, has stood right up the line of scrimmage. Punting situation again for Hastings, and not been a good situation for Hastings. They have had the last two punts blocked.
It looked like there was maybe some trouble with the snap there between the center and Rebarger, so you know, the handoff to Johnson wasn't where he wanted it. And if Johnson, you know, Johnson can break those runs, but if he can't get the ball, he can't make those runs.
Let's look at the snap on this. Last one was way low. That's what caused the blocked punt. This is a good snap. And penetration almost got there, but he gets a nice kick away, and it gets inside the 30-yard line. Good kick that time for Hastings. And Minky's kick that time successful in accomplishing getting McCook back in their own territory, at least. They'll start at their 29-yard line.
Yep, nice snap, nice blocking as well, because you got those rush people coming from the end there. And all you got to do is push them out, because if you push them, they're going to run right behind the punter, and that's exactly what happened there. It doesn't matter if they're behind you. If you can just basically throw them behind the punter, you're fine. And what happens when you get good protection, you get a good punt.
All right. Cherry comes out under center. Eye formation. Now they adjust a little bit of offset eye. Schlager is still alone. Tailback. He'll get the pitch. Left side cuts it back up. Holding penalty is going to be called as he got out to the 34-yard line, but that's coming back.
Yep, good run there. You saw the side judge throw that right away. You know that's a holding every time you see the flag thrown from him at that vicinity. Easy call there.
And these are generally on first down drive breakers. Hastings has not given up stupid long plays tonight, any stretch of the imagination. So when McCook goes in the hole like this, Hastings' defense at least has played like they can capitalize on it. We'll see if they do, but they played like it. The Hastings defense right now is the least of their worries, wouldn't you say?
I'd agree. And coming into the season, reading all the preseason publications, the Hastings offense was what you expected to be able to put up numbers. And then their D, you'd have to step up, fill the voids from last year. The exact opposite tonight. You know, the Hastings defense has been their anchor tonight, and their offense.
Special teams, though, has really been the chink in the armor.
Three dimensions of the game, offense, defense, special teams. A lot of times, it's all one on special teams.
Schlager is the Wildcat quarterback. Gillen is in motion. Zone read now, and no, that was not either. That was Cherry. He gets it out to Schlager, and Schlager gets good yardage up to the 35-yard line. So they did get better than half of their penalty yardage plus back. And it'll bring up a second down and about 5 yards to go. That was a nice play because it looked like Schlager took the snap. It was actually Cherry. He faked it one way and then found Schlager out in the flat on the far sideline in front of the McCook bench. He got 15 yards on that play, and it's second down and 5.
It makes it pretty manageable. Instead of second and long, second and 5 here, you can set up a better third down play here for McCook.
Remember, Hastings had a goal line stand before. Handoff goes to Schlager, and he tries to grab and bring some Hastings people with him, but no go. Evan Reeves and Panganabin.
It looked like Cody Newland was in the backfield for Hastings. He kind of just lost his balance, maybe had a chance to hit, Schlager in the backfield, but just couldn't get him.
Hastings has done well in this situation defensively. It's third down and two, and they have, as I said, not given up a lot of stupid yardage. They have been pretty hard-nosed, pretty salty in there on defense. Now Cherry's in the gun, and he's got Schlager with him. Zone read, option, keeps it, and he does not get the first down. Hastings again stays at home on that option, and they stop McCook. Fourth down coming with a yard or two to go, and it indicates a punting situation for McCook. McCook is too disciplined a team to try something like a fake here, I think.
For sure. You're up four scores.
That's the heck of it. They're so poised that they don't make a lot of dumb mistakes in a game like this to let you crawl back into it at their fault.
No, wait. And in a game like this right now, they're all worried about the clock.
Good snap. Good kick. Oh, that's a boomer. All the way back to the 10-yard line is Schneider. Now coming up and grabbing it the other way is the return man, Will Reimer, and he gets all the way out to the 25, but there's Laundry back at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, pretty easy call there. Reimer grabbed it and then had one guy to beat, and he beat him because his teammate had an illegal block in the back. Pretty easy call there.
So that punt by McCook puts Hastings back in a hole in and of itself, and then the holding penalty hurts even more. So Hastings will start out. Let's see where they finally mark the ball. Spot of the infraction, as you might have heard the PA, about the 15-yard line, so they go back. Hastings is going to get it about their 7-yard line.
About half the distance to the goal there. Tough penalty. I mean, that's their, if I can count it right, that would be their, only their third penalty, but three huge penalties, and then those turnovers.
And again, special teams just not doing them any favors. Yep. Special teams is supposed to, if special teams are clicking, you're winning the field position battle.
Yep,
they have done anything but win that tonight. In fact, they've given up a touchdown on special teams, two of them. Under center now. Rebarger, hands off, left side, some running room, 30, 35, 40, 50. It's Tice Mathias, another long run, 20, 15, 10. High steps it into the end zone. Tice Mathias with a run of 93 yards.
He's Tice Mathias and says, hey, we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. Jump on my back. I'm going to take you 93 yards.
93.
What a run there by Tice Mathias. And looked like he might have been caught from behind. He says, nope, I'm going to turn on the afterburners, cut it upfield. I'm gone. No way you're catching me.
You know what? He really did, because a couple of guys from McCook had a shot, but he high-stepped it into the end zone from about 6 yards out. Here's the extra point attempt, and they're going to flag it down. See where it is. It's 34-12 now. That was some excitement there for Hastings. Hastings has had its moments of excitement here.
Total yards based on, because the last two touchdown drives by McCook have been on this side of the field, and that was 93 yards. I'm going to do the numbers here in our next break, but I think Hastings is outgaining McCook total offense-wise. It's just the special teams and the turnovers. That's all it's been.
All right, now what are they going to do? Now they're going to try for two, I think. And now it's kind of ugly out there. Let's see if they're going to call a timeout. What's going on?
Well, let's see. They're
what's
down 22.
Going on? They lined up to try for one. Then penalty markers came down. It must have been against McCook because they've got the ball now.
Yep.
At about the 1 yard line. So Hastings trailing 34-12. Lines up to go for two. Johnson the single setback. Mathias gets the pitch right side this time. Cuts it up, and he'll get cut down at the three. So no extra points there, and it remains 34-12. We'll take a minute. Be back with the Tiger kickoff. Your score, McCook 34, Hastings 12 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Second drive. 14-second drive there for Hastings as Tice Mathias took the ball from the 7-yard line of Hastings to pay dirt. And the Tigers, with some excitement here on Parents Night, 34-12. They could not convert the two-point attempt. That was one that was their second choice. They wanted to go for one, and then there was a penalty on McCook. They said, what the heck, from the 1-yard line, let's see if we can make it. Mathias went the other way on a pitch to the right side. He got cut down before he could get into the end zone. So it is a 34-12 ball game. 22-point lead now for McCook. And again, they are pretty poised. You might call that a defensive breakdown to give a 93-yard run to Hastings. But here comes Schlager the other way. And he runs all the way out to the 45-yard line on that return. Schlager at 6'1", 185, is just about the perfect size for a high school tailback. You can see if he went to the next level at whatever college level that is, and they get him in the weight room and work on nutrition and weights and stuff like that, you can say he's going to be 6'1", and maybe 210.
Yep. Coach Jeff Gross says he's a beast and one of the best defenders to ever grace the field at McCook. And there's been a lot of great players at McCook, so that's saying something.
So if they're looking at him primarily as a defender, you know, you can expect them to bulk up even more in that regard and watch him as a free safety or maybe even a strong safety at the next level. Handoff goes to the fullback, Stewart. He gets all the way out to the 45-yard line. There's about four Tigers on him.
Making the tackle for the Tigers, number 15, Tanner Johnson.
Tanner Johnson gets the initial credit here. So Stewart carries for five, and it's second down and five for McCook.
Looks like we got the end of the third quarter here.
And that is it. That 14-second drive by Hastings is what brought them to within 22, and that's where we are going into quarter four. McCook 34, Hastings 12. We'll be back in 1 minute on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Goes to option to the right side, has the ball and the corner. 15-10, Cherry, touchdown for McCook. Wow, a 55-yard scramble by Cherry on the called option. He kept it and took it down the sideline.
Just before that play, I was going to come back with a stat where Hastings is actually outgaining McCook by 30 yards, just not on the scoreboard because of their penalties and turnovers. And then they give up the big play, the 55-yard touchdown. Now they're obviously giving up less, or they're being outgained now. But if you're Hastings, you had that momentum. You thought maybe we're back in this, and then bam, 55 yards later, they're back out.
Well, McCook answered every score that Hastings had. Here's the extra point attempt. It is up. It is good, and it is 41-12. The break time again. Your score, 41-12 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The kickoff is a half minute away.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
11:47 to go in this one, and Hastings scored to make it 34-12. And in the ensuing drive, a long 55-yard run by the quarterback for McCook. Austin Cherry, the 5'11", 160-pound senior, took it to the house and got back the 6 points and then added one more.
Every time you think Hastings might be coming back into it, I think you said it to me off air, or there, Craig, Hastings just answers every, or McCook answers every single time that Hastings had anything going for him.
They got poise. That's the heck of it.
That's just in the
McCook DNA. Mm-hmm. I mean, they like any other team, they're going to have an increase or decrease in talent, but the poise continues. Schneider takes a kickoff, 10, 15, out to the 24-yard line for Hastings, and so Hastings will have decent field position. Close to the 25-yard line as we begin the final 11 minutes of the ball game.
Making the tackle, number 10.
Yeah, and like you said, it was kind of just the McCook name. You know, Jeff Gross has built that program to be consistent winners, and you just keep reloading and reloading. And then when you give, even though their talent might be down this year where they had those first two losses, granted they were against two good teams, you give them any slight room, they're going to beat you every
time.
Well,
and even before that, Brandon Cool had him going.
Yeah.
And now he's in Kearney and turning that baby around.
Yep.
So.
We've got a 29-point ball game, so this might be a big possession because then we might start getting that running clock.
That Kearney is leading Fremont 30-6 under Brandon Cool.
Tanner Johnson on the carry.
Johnson with the carry and no gain, second down, 10 coming. Shelton leads Lawrence Nelson 46-0. Elm Creek now has a 26-13 lead over Overton. Overton, the Eagles coming back a little bit. St. Cecilia still shutting out Southern Valley 22-0. Donovan Trumbull 29, Sutton 28.
It's a good game right there.
Central Catholic is leading Central City 28-14. Those are all fourth quarter scores. Slot left. And a penalty marker goes down just as they... So that'll be a...
Probably a false start, maybe an illegal motion.
Yep. Tyce Mathias was in motion that time. I was looking to watch them give him the ball again. He took it off to the races, 93 yards in the last quarter, culminating a 14-second.
Yeah, that was an impressive run, though.
That was a beautiful run.
Just as equally impressive for was Cherry, the next position there for McCook, answering with the counterpunch every time.
Reimer and Schneider come in at wide out now for Hastings. Schneider is wide left. Reimer wide right. Double wing, single set back, Tanner Johnson. Tanner gets the no. They pull it out of his belly, and Rebarger will keep the ball, but gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10. Third and 10 for the Tigers, down 41-12. We expect Coach Rick Rebarger to come up and talk to us after the ball game. I'm sure that he is extremely frustrated. You know, if we could replay his pregame interview, he called it.
Yeah.
I mean, he predicted exactly what was going wrong. Not that it would go wrong again, but what had been going wrong continues to. And his frustration of losing by three last week, despite outgaining Gearing 330 yards to 220 or some such margin like that. Rolling is Rebarger, the quarterback, and he's going to get forced down at the 15-yard line.
Rebarger sacked by number 19, Cade Hyatt.
Cade Hyatt in on the sack that time again, and he's had a good night on defense. Cade Hyatt is a 5'10", 165-pound, works out of the linebacker slot. He's a senior. I mean, look at the seniors here. We're talking for McCook. We're talking 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14 seniors have seen action tonight
for the McCook Bison.
Bison.
Low snap again. Good job by Minky, and it is partially blocked. And it rolls out of bounds at about the 37-yard line of Hastings. But again, poor snap on that, and a decent job by the punter to even get it off. Brendan Menke is a 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. He'd love to live to see his junior year.
Yeah, and if you're
coach, but he's not getting a lot of help in that regard from the line.
Coach Rehberger, if you're him, you might take this one as a loss. You got two games left. Again, winnable games. Work on the fundamentals. Work on those long snapping. Get back to the fundamentals, because the next two games are going to be very important if you're Hastings High.
I formation. Cherry throws it out in the flat. Good coverage there. It's received at the 32-yard line, but looked like Matthias was right there on him as well as Long. And so, again, good defensive secondary coverage. Even if they give up the completion, there's been someone right there. There have been no yards after catch hardly at all.
Right. And I was actually surprised to see that a pass called there. If you're McCook, you're up big, and you would think you just run the ball, run the clock out.
Now they might just be working on some stuff.
Yeah.
Wides both ways. Cherry is under center. He's moving his legs. You're supposed to move. And now Stewart does. They hand it off straight up the middle. The rhythm on that play was off when Stewart, the running back, didn't take the leg movement cue from the quarterback, and you knew that was going to get ugly, and it was. No gain on that. It'll be third down and a pretty strong 4 yards to go. He moved it forward maybe a half a yard on that.
Yeah, and you were saying that they might be trying to work on something. They also might be trying to get that next touchdown, get that running clock going, get out of here before anybody gets hurt. You know, it's getting cold out. We want to get home, get on the bus, get back home to McCook.
Cherry, that time looked like he was on a motorcycle, wouldn't start. He just kept pumping that leg like, go in motion. They wouldn't. Now they take it and give it to Stewart on the cross buck, and Stewart makes up for the last play by picking up the first down inside the 25-yard line. They'll spot it. Enough for the first down, and the pumpkin seed goes just outside the 25. First and 10 from McCook now. Clock at 7:45, and they just wound it. 41-12 is the score. Hastings gave up two special team touchdowns.
Yep, they get and the other special teams miscues give McCook short field positions, though they're basically touchdowns.
High formation this time. The handoff goes to Stewart out of the eye, and he plows down to about the 22. Stewart's no slouch either.
No, he's the fullback, kind of just. He's there to wear him down, and then give Schlager the ball when on those.
He's a fullback, but he's not your prototypical fire plug, blocking back.
Yeah.
He's got some scoots to him, and he's got a long stride. It looks like they're running him now mostly out of the I back position anyhow.
A lot of the option offenses, the fullback is just as equally, if not more important. That sometimes is your better back in the option.
The option this time goes nowhere as Cherry faked it to the up back that time. That would have been Cody Frazier. Stewart running off the eye back, and Frazier the up smothered at the line. They give him again maybe about a yard. It'll bring up third down and 5 for McCook with the clock at 6:25 in this ball game. Back into the ball game, Cody Woodkey, who caught a 19-yard touchdown pass early in the ball game from Cherry. Austin Cherry, the senior quarterback, leads his team up to the line of scrimmage, sets him in an I formation. Stewart dots the I. Frazier, the up man. Tight end goes in motion, goes strong to the left side. Now a delay call as Laundrie goes down on the field. Now they say too many men, or they say delay. They had a lot of people coming in and out. Delay a game.
Yep, I think they just kind of wanted to waste the clock. You know, get every last second they possibly could. You know, the back judge was giving them the countdown and then just waited too long. And if you're McCook, it really doesn't matter because the clock's running again now.
They'd be okay just running it to the fourth. Trips to the left side, third down 10. Cherry back to pass, looks that way, fires in the flat, got a man in, overshoots him.
That was intended for Javier Beltran.
As intended for Javier Beltran, falls incomplete.
No, Beltran was there. He just kind of lost his footing when he was cutting out of his route.
Not a big target. He's only 5'8".
Mm-mm.
So it wasn't a bad pass. If he had a lanky, jumping type of wide receiver over there, that might have been catchable.
Here comes the field goal unit for McCook. This will be a
40-yard attempt, 42-yard attempt. They kneel it at the 32. And Baumgartner, who's been pretty deadly from out there. He's been his only issue's been on kickoffs. Good snap, low kick, not going to be any good. And so Hastings holds off another field goal attempt by McCook.
It's twice now McCook's missed a field goal. And seems to be that low hooking to the left motion for the McCook kicker. Something you need to work on because, you know, that might be able to work in the regular season. But if you want to be a serious contender for the state title, kicking, like we've seen for Hastings tonight, kicking and special teams, huge. And if you're McCook, you've got something to work on the next few weeks.
Good news is it gives Hastings decent field position on that missed field goal. Ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line.
25, it looks like.
Oh, no, they moved it back in. As I said, I thought it was going to be better than it was.
Right.
They moved it back to the 20. I thought it was like
Oh, yeah.
Spot of the field goal. Maybe, well, again,
yeah.
That's the pros
where
again.
They, where they kneel again. It is usually.
Under center, wides both ways. Rebarger gives it off to the up man. I think that's Tanner Johnson. He's in a scrum down there, but we'll see if he gets up. Yeah, Tanner Johnson forces it out across the 20, and they'll give him out to about the 24, almost 25-yard line. Second and a strong five for Hastings now as the clock ticks down, close to five to go.
Johnson with his 14th carry for 75 yards, and those have been 75 very tough earned yards. Very, you know, he hasn't had much to work with. You know, his line's been kind of giving up some sacks on Rebarger, so you know that those 75 yards have been all Johnson.
I'm guessing that 20 was his longest, so.
Yeah, that 24-yard touchdown. Right, right.
Option, left side. Here comes Mathias. Tries to square his shoulders at the 30. Gets enough for the first down. He's got some good field sense out there. Knew when he had the first down. Squared it up. If he got more, fine, but at least he got the first down, and he did. So it is first and 10 now. The Tigers at their own 32.
Mathias and now just over 125. He's got 128 rushing yards total, and about, what was it, 93 of that came on that one big long run.
Single setback is Johnson under center again is Rebarger. Now he'll fire into the flat. He's got a man, and it's Julian over there taking it at the 39-yard line.
Nice job by Julian, not letting that ball hit the ground. Sometimes you have a tendency, hey, a ball's thrown to me. I want to go get some more yards. Or if he does that, he pulls his head, probably incomplete there. Secure the catch, get the 7 yards.
Graham Schneider comes into the ball game. He had a nice kickoff return that sparked the Hastings' first touchdown drive. It was off of that that Tanner had his 20-yard touchdown run. Hand off on the jet action from Mathias. He's got some running room down to the 45-yard line. Jet play right to left, and again, Mathias found some green ahead of him and made McCook pay. He had a beautiful run earlier that was called back on a hold or block to the back. Such a nice long run that even with the penalty, they picked up a first down on it early.
Yep, Mathias, and that's a second kind of electric run, and with Johnson, there's kind of that nice 1-2 punch. You know, Johnson up the middle and then Mathiasen on the edge.
Still got to get the blockers out front on a deal like that. It still comes back to the offensive line. Back to pass. Almost picked off. Back there in defense was Ian Pearson. 6 foot, 165-pound junior. The ball was up in the air for a dangerously long time. And coming for not too far away was Jake Schlager.
Yep, and the pass was intended for Tyce Mathias, and Mathias was open. But like you said, it all comes back to the offensive line. Rebarger kind of rushed the throw because the pressure was there, and then it was almost picked off twice because of that.
Wides both ways, second 10 after that incompletion. Rebarger, option, right side, fakes the pitch, now decides to keep it, gets up to the 40, down to the 40, 39-yard line. That's one of the few keeper runs by Tyler Rebarger tonight. and it was productive. He got about 6 yards.
I think of this was only second, like, rush. He's had a couple, you know, sacks, or he's back about 30 yards rushing negatively, but you would have liked to see Rebarger maybe pitch that ball a little sooner, because he thought about it twice and then try to cut upfield. Either pitch it or don't and get those yards.
Putting Sad in motion, but on the crossbar, give it to Tanner Johnson, and Tanner has stood up, coming up on that third down play. So it's fourth down and decision time here for the Tigers. Are they going to go for it?
I think
at this point that's what you want to do. 2:43 to go in this ball game. Even if they don't get it, their defense can have a reasonable chance of stopping McCook. But the PA is announcing that the punting team is on the field. We'll see if they spot the same things we are. Menke is out there.
Well, I would think you would, with 2 minutes and change to go in this game, there's no way you're coming back. Work on your offense a little bit. You know, try and put some more offense on film to digest so you can look at it on Monday at practice.
Gildner beat Pleasanton 74-24.
Wow.
Standing at the 48, his own 48, is Menke. He's had some bad snaps tonight, but that is not one of them. That was a pretty good snap, and he got a pretty good kickoff. Line drive, kind of a rugby-looking thing, gets inside the 10-yard line. That was a nice special team play.
Yeah, if anything, that snap was high. You know, we've been seeing him kind of low, got it off. Like you said, rugby style, had the nice spin on it. So when you're taught like that, so when it does bounce, it bounces towards instead of hitting, and then if it's end over end, it's going to roll back. So nice punt. It was at least 50 yards punt there.
Minute 55 to go. Hastings back on defense, but with the advantage of keeping McCook way back in their own territory. Now, barring some sort of disastrous breakdown here, McCook has a long way to go with a first and 10 at their 5. Hastings takes a timeout. Figure out what they're going to do on this thing. We'll take 30 here. You're listening to Hastings High, trailing McCook, 41-12 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Superheroes of Service,
powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your Superheroes of Service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
14-4. All right, minute 55 to go in this one. We're in the midst of a timeout taken by Hastings. Jeff Babel alongside suggesting that maybe that is just an opportunity to get some seniors into the ball game here.
Maybe some seniors, and if the seniors have been in, maybe some freshmen, sophomore, get them some varsity reps, because that always helps too.
Adams Central beat Minden 35-0. Axtell leads Wilcox Hildreth 42-30. Shelton 40-0. 40-0 over Lawrence Nelson. And a handoff by a new quarterback, Colton Siss. 6'3", 195-pound sophomore. Well, he's got some good dimensions for a sophomore, doesn't he?
No kidding.
If he's 2 on a depth chart, at least physically, he has more stature than Cherry does, and Cherry's a graduating senior. Sutton beat Donovan Trumbull 36-29 ultimately. There's Sis under center again. Penalty markers down, as often happens late in the game like this. The rhythm of the substitutes and the regulars don't jive.
No, not at all. I remember trying to go back a few years here when I was a freshman, and I kind of got into one of those garbage time games. You know, I was told, you know, a sink play would be a motion for a receiver. I took that as a running back to take a motion. So we had two guys motioning at the same time. A lot of that's just freshmen maybe don't know the playbook quite like the seniors do.
Everything sounds different out there in the game, too. You know, you don't know what exactly. Sometimes just what did they call? Or forgetting what they call. Hand off this time to the running back to the right side. Snuffed down by Hastings pretty handily there. The running back, another reserve into the ballgame. Trevor Mattson. He is a sophomore as well, so sophomore to sophomore there as we tick down under 50 seconds to play here. 41-12. Hastings could have been closer. Maybe even better than that, but they had special teams breakdowns galore. And McCook, a very, very poised football team, answered every touchdown from Hastings virtually immediately.
Yep.
Just in case you were wondering, we're answering.
Making the tackle
20 seconds to go now.
I think with the play clock at 25, I think that'll do it here.
It's fourth and five if you're keeping track at this point, but it is now at 10 seconds to go. It's either one quick snap or a kneel down. I don't think they're getting any more off.
Nope.
And that is going to be the final score. Your score is McCook 41, the Tigers of Hastings 12. Cully Pipe and Steel postgame report is coming up next here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll catch you here in 2 minutes back at Hastings College and wrap things up. We should have Coach Rick Rebarger coming up to talk to us about his charges and the next couple of games, which hold some promise right after this.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Back at the field here, where we've got Hastings and McCook with some post-game thoughts around their respective coaches. But we have some post-game statistics here to kind of one of those that statistics really do not put the game in perspective, simply because of the fact that so many points were scored on turnovers and strictly on special teams. Special team touchdown was given up on a long run back. A special team touchdown was given up on a low snap that turned into a blocked punt. Another special team touchdown was the result of a blocked punt deep in Hastings territory. So you can't do this. But if the special team's errors resulted directly in scores, you're taking 21 points right off the top off of McCook. Arguably, McCook could have offensively done damage as well. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying right off the top. It really stands out. Special team errors,
turnovers
caused huge damage to the
prospects of Hastings staying with the Cook. Straight up, their defense looked pretty good.
Yeah, their defense.
Straight out of the box, they ended up with a three and out. And ended up with at least one goal line stand, forcing the 3 yard line, forcing McCook three plays and forcing them to a field goal attempt, which ended up being no good.
Yeah, they have
chalked that up in anybody's book. Anybody's book. Again, their respective necks got real salty in there with McCook, and really did all right in that regard. Unfortunately, you don't take the three different squads and say, well, the offense did okay, the defense did really good, and special teams were poor. You can't do that. You win as a team, you lose as a team, and I'm sure that's exactly what the coach is talking to right now as he's down on the field. I think that's him making his way up to us right now. So, Jeff, why don't you take the stats real quick, and we'll wait for the coach, Rick Rebarger, to get here.
Yeah, like you said, you got to be happy for Hastings' defense. They held McCook to 255 total yards, 193, which from the ground. A team, McCook coming in the year, last year averaged over 350 yards. So, you know, you held them 100 yards under their average. Cherry led the way for McCook. He had 9 carries for 96 yards. Schlager had 13 carries, 69 yards. And then Cherry was 6 of 10 for 62, chucking it through the air. You know, the touchdown pass to Woodkey, then a couple of runs by Schlager and Colicott, and then those big returns by the kick return and the punt block return, and then Cherry as well. Hastings, they were right there with McCook. McCook had 255 total yards, while Hastings had 223, 206 of which through the on the ground, 17 through the air. Rebarger was 3 of 7. Throwing for 17 yards. He had 10 carries for 31 negative yards. A lot of that was just sacks, tackle for losses. Tyce Mathias, 11 carries for 143 yards. That's a heck of an average there. And then I thought maybe Hastings' best player tonight, Tanner Johnson, 15 carries, 75 yards. And then Mike Sadwell had six carries for 19. So you got to be happy stats-wise, but you can't be happy with your special teams, your penalties, and all sorts of things like that.
All of a sudden, it's like we're at the airport here as they come to clean out the stand. And I see the coach down there talking to somebody there. I don't know if we're going to get him up here or not. So anyhow, if he were up here, we'd be talking about special teams. Here's the way things started out. They started out pretty good for Hastings because offensively, they made it down for a field goal attempt that was ultimately low and blocked. That was preceded by a three-and-out opening stand. And so Hastings was doing all right, going deep into the first period until McCook got the ball at their 32-yard line with 5:49 to go in the first period. And they sustained a 68-yard drive. That was culminated by a 19-yard pass to Woodkey from Cherry. And the PAT was good. 7-0 was the score at that point. Nice punt return was set up there by the defense, but the punt return was fumbled, and that turned it immediately back over to McCook, who got another shot at it. And McCook put the ball in from 5 yards out. Schlager with the TD. PAT was good. 14-0 was the score at that point. That was with about 6:24 to go in the first half. Moving on into the second quarter, another fumble. This a fumble by Rebarger, and Rebarger will get the unfortunate circumstance of being associated with that fumble. But the problem is Rebarger was hit from the blind side, and the real responsibility for that has to fall on his protectors up front. And there were some line breakdowns all evening long, which I'm sure will be more visible on film, but plenty in evidence here live at the stadium. Finally, a run of 40 yards by Schneider set up a pretty decent field position for Hastings. Tanner Johnson took the ball in from the 20-yard line
And Hastings got on the board 20-6. The ensuing kickoff was run back 90 yards, though, and it was 27-6 at halftime. And so that's the way it goes. Coach Rebarger is joining us here in the booth now. And so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the coach in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, Cully Pipe and Steel postgame show. We're joined by Rick Rebarger, the coach of the Hastings Tigers. You got to be an awful frustrated guy at this point because we're just and you can't do that. But Jeff and I are sitting there kind of our fingers and toes. I mean, the deficit is 21 points less without some serious special teams breakdowns.
Exactly. You know, when we went in at halftime, I put 14-9 on the board because I felt that's what the game should be. You know, we've been battling the demons of special play all year. You try to get, you know, some kids some breaks, and you know, we got to go back and we got to look at our kickoff team again. And, you know, we're kind of running out of options there as far as, you know, what kind of kids we can put on there and speed-wise and they can tackle. So, man, that's a hard team to practice. You know, you don't want to practice kickoff live all the time, especially when you're thin and run the risk of more injuries because it's a high-risk play. You know, and our punt protection has been something that has, you know, we struggled with all year this year. We've kind of moved away from a rugby punt and put in our old spread punt. And, you know, it was a combination of up front having problems and picking up some crosses and then also some snap issues that, you know, obviously put our backs against the wall. I thought, the first punt, you know, hats off to our defense for stiffening up their neck and coming away from there with no points. And, you know, and I thought, you know, offensively, McCook's a darn good football team. I don't know if people realize that, but they're real good defensively. And we knew it was going to be tough. I know I mentioned in the pregame show that it was going to have to be a low-scoring affair if we were going to be in the ball game. And, you know, I felt our defense gave us that chance. It's just the miscues we had on special teams and then short field. We gave McCook the short field a lot.
A couple of missed blocking assignments when Tyler had that blindside hit on him. You know, unfortunately, he gets the fumble, you know, in the stat book, but it wasn't in fault.
No,
I mean, that was not
coming. And then that was just a breakdown of protection. Now, actually, our protection was a lot better this week than it has been. But, you know, that play was a breakdown there. And I thought Tyson Mathias ran the ball really well. I thought Tanner Johnson ran the ball really well. It was clear they didn't want Tyler running the ball. And, you know, I know Tyler's going to be upset, and he missed some reads there. And, you know, we're going to talk about that and try to work those things out. But, you know, like I said at the beginning of the pregame, I wish the community could come, you know, the people that support the Tigers could come and watch these young men practice because, you know, they had a great week of practice. You know, you mentioned frustration. Heck, everybody's frustrated. Mm-hmm. Fans are frustrated. Coaching staff's frustrated. But nobody's more frustrated than these young men.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they put it behind them and come to work every day at practice is it's amazing to be around them. I'm proud to be associated with them. And I, you know, I told them down there at the end of the game, our goal is go 2-0. You know, they competed, and I think we got a little wore down there in maybe the fourth quarter. But they competed, and put it behind you as fast as you can, and let's go 2-0 at the end of the season.
We made the comment several times during the broadcast. Hastings can run on these guys. Hastings can play with these guys. Hastings can beat these guys. But you ended up with certain things that ended up
beating
yourselves.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
the way it's been. Yeah.
You know, it was not a talent. I mean, you made a little bit of a comment in the pregame. You had about 17, 18 guys you could call on, and you weren't blessed with an overabundance of talent. But you know what? ones-on-ones, you did okay.
Yeah, I thought so too, you know. But it, like I said too in the pregame, it had to be a low-scoring affair.
Yeah.
And it just got away with us, got away from us, and some bad fumbles on the short side of the field.
Okay.
And some turn, you know, some special teams.
Now, let's just try and put this aside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, you got some opportunity in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Lexington's a good football team. You know, the coaching staff's broke them down, and they're coming along. They play a lot of kids. They platoon on just one side of the ball, so they're getting better offensively, and they're getting better defensively. And, you know, hopefully we got out of this without any injuries, and hopefully we get Derek Fast back, and you know, he'll give us some depth there at running back, and you know, I believe these kids are gonna put it behind us, and Monday they'll come. They're resilient, and they'll come back, and they'll practice well Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. They're competitors. They want to win, and I'm just, like I said, I'm proud to be associated with them.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come up. Appreciate your comments.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Coach.
You bet.
Rick Rebarger, the coach of the Hastings Tigers, with us here on the Pipe and Steel postgame report. I think we've about wrapped things up as best we can here. The final score again, 41-12. But as you heard from the coach and during the game, there's a lot of extenuating circumstances that say this was not your normal 41-12. Take nothing away from a Cook. Well, I tell you what, those guys capitalize on miscues and special teams like nobody's business. It's a great program, a lot of poise, but Hastings, I think, made some good things happen tonight as well.
Yeah, and Coach Rebarger came up, and you could tell just from his body language, he was really proud of his kids. And from up here, you know, it was 41-12. They tried hard. They mashed them, like you said, one for one. But what really sticks out, you know, it's their last home game. They played hard. They had fun. They didn't give up, and they played their butts off. And scoreboard might not have showed it, but it's about a good of a game out of Hastings. It's going to be 41-12. That's about as proud coach as you're going to get, because you know they might have. They said they beat themselves because they're ones versus ones. I think, and Craig, if you disagree, tell me. I think they outgained them. They outgained McCook. They outplayed them. Ones versus ones, they beat them, but then they also beat themselves. So I think there's plenty of to be proud of if you're Coach Rebarger. Plenty to work on. Like he said, he wants to be 2-0. You know, let's focus on Lexington. Let's go beat Holdridge in the week 9, and then let's make this a 3-6 season. Let's finish strong, and let's work hard. Let's make everyone proud.
Holdridge and then Lexington remain on the Tigers' agenda. So if they are able to pull things together, they've got a couple of teams that come in with records, at least going into tonight, match theirs, and you know, if they can get some elimination on the mistakes, some improvement on the specialty teams, they could finish the season strong, and who knows what that means in the district, right?
Yep. And last time or last check of it, it was Holdridge leading Lexington 17-14. So. You know, Hastings could still finish second in the districts. I think if I were to do my math right, I think the playoffs are pretty far out of reach. But at this point, you're not playing for playoffs. You're playing for pride. You're playing to work on football and improve as a football team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, final score, 41-12 in favor of a fine McCook football program and football team. And so thanks for listening in tonight here on KICS. ESPN 1550 for Jeff Babel, Craig Eckert. Have a great evening.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.
Plan and